Okay, let's go up on Yudhavan Amanal. On the sixth white line, I think. This is the sixth white line. The one now discusses what you're not allowed to do before you have chakras in the morning. We learned in the first part about eating. And that about eating before chakras and water is about waking to the Shulchan Aruch and we're making on that. That you're permitted to drink water before davening. The one now has Omar Rav, Kol Anesu Shalom Machaber, Kodim Sheik Tau. If a person goes out of his way to greet somebody else before he davens, Ibo Asoi Bomo. As if he's making the other person into a bomo. Shalem Achiva Lachem Ha'odom. Leave alone already the human being, Tashem Hashem Abiyapo. He's only human, he soaks Kol Adam Lamos. Ki Bameh Nechshavu. What do you think he is already? So the simple reading of the Pasuk is Bameh Nechshavu. The Gemara Dajin Tatikri Bameh El Abomo. That if you match so much a human being, so the position made him into an Avodah Zarah, can you make into the Avodah Zarah? The next Maldama says, the Shmuel Lama Shmuel says the same thing as Rabbi, because you don't have to say Tikri Kach El Akach, the perfect Pasuk sounds good. Bameh HaShaftal Ezeh Ulam El Akach. You don't have to re-read the Pasuk, read it the way it says. Chidu Lachem El Adonash HaNashama Biyako. Leave alone all of the human beings. Don't be mishtagel so much by the people. Daven to Rabbeinu Shalom. Ki Bameh HaShavu. What do you think he is? To read the Pasuk the way it says, and it's also good pshat. If you're not allowed to greet someone before you daven, it's not so important. Human beings are not so important. Very Gemara Kasha, how can you say that you're not allowed to greet anybody? Before the davening, it's against the whole Mishnah. We learned here in the Mishnah, if the person is in the middle of Kriyashma, they're not broken, them Taterek, all the different rules and regulations, all the details. When you're permitted to greet a person, Shalom of Ne'a Kovit, Shalom of Ne'a Yiro. Very Gemara, how can you be Shoyal at all before davening? If you're saying Birchas Kriyashma, so that's before the Shmoneh Esreh. Masi Rashi says, it says in the Mishnah, Shaker, Bitbrokim. Bitbrokim is in between one parrot and the other. Shalom Ne'akovoi, Umeishi, Vechulei. The whole Mishnah is against what Rabbi Shmuel just said. And for the Gemara, Tugmara Babar, Baba explained, when the Rabbi Shmuel say that it's forbidden to greet a person, only the Mashim lift his card. Only to go out of your way. And you knock on the person's door in order to greet him, then it's a Nisha Shem HaShalom before the dawn. But if you're walking to shul and you bump into someone, or you're in shul, and someone walks in, and I'm in the middle of Kriyat Shema, and I'm davening, and the other person comes in, right? So then the Mishnah gives you all the details when you're permitted to greet him, and when not, and so on. Come with me a year and so on. So leave out the parentheses, because it's more going to have it the next line, the same number. Om Ravini Barov and Om Rav Yitzchok Barashi on a similar din. Also, the law of Masses Chatzot of Kodesh Shi'is Paulo. Let's say a person will do his own personal thing. So he gets up early in the morning in order to do business, in order to do his work. So if he wants to trade on the Tokyo Stock Exchange or the British, the London Stock Exchange, whatever, he wakes up early before davening and he starts to do his work. So it says that you're not allowed to. Also, the law of Masses Chatzot to take care of his business.
What have you learned?
No, but the Tashkent says that it already is Mansur. It's not yet Mansur. So what if he stays up late?
Right. If he do it all night.
After she, after he says the problem, so there's already an issue. No. What do you mean? After this Mansur, he's already
been Mansur? What if
he... To learn. That was a Machlokes Rashi said, yeah. Rashi said that it's forbidden even to learn. He said, it's took issue with Rashi. He said, no, the thing that to learn is Mansur.
Yeah.
No, they didn't use Amura Shata. Because Bishata Tzak, yes. No, but Bishata Tzak is the person that you have to Alota Shaka. He's ready to be here. The Machatiri has to be down so early. But the Yevon, if he would down and have to Alota Shaka, he would be here. Alota Shaka is way before, over an hour, an hour and a half before, yes, very early before sunrise. They have to Alota Shaka in Alota. You're not allowed to do chatzot. Shenema, Serech Lefon of Yahalach, and afterwards, the Yosem Laderach Tiyom. What does it mean, Serech Lefon of Yahalach? How does Rashi interpret? Serech Rashi interprets Tfilo. Shemazdiko Leboro, for Hodar, and afterwards the Yatim Pama of Nadarki Chakosa. First the person has to be Matzikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that everything the Baruch Shalom does is correct, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect him and so on. And only after he's Matzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he takes care of his own Chakosa. The Zlamit is permitted, yes. But Lassus Chakosa, his own personal thing is that in Adul. Yosem Lazer HaKiyomo. The Yom Rabbi Barov Nam Rabbi Tzcha Barashir, he makes the same statement, call him Mispalo, V'chachach Yotze L'Aderech, if the person is a Mispalo person. Then he goes to take care of his business. He goes on a business trip. Let's say sometimes he has a business deal in Toronto or whatever, but he goes on a trip early, he's going to daven Shachar over there. But it's not that he's dying to daven in that meeting over there. He's going there because that's where the business is.
A lot of people do that with airplanes. You're going to catch a plane, you go. And they come up from here, it's 4 feet.
And they're daven there.
They're going close.
That's the shadow. The pashtus in the Gemara is that it's forbidden. Mm-hmm. Pashtus, and you should really sleep over. Rather than go halfway and then daven over there. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Yosik in Sarachov before davening. So daven is easy.
What happens
to you? The daven mitzvah is always preferable. You stand a better chance of having mitzvahs niskabel if you daven mitzvah. The daven yachid is also. You daven yachid also. But in this case, we have no barrier. The tequila doesn't have a dinyan so early.
In the case where a priest had a bris, the people travel to the bris, to daven with the bris. Maybe they should daven here and then go to the bris.
I don't know. That's not the chabad. That's all that fish in mind. That's all that matters. But if he has a job there, let's say he's a teacher in a school. Okay, then, don't you should have But not that they want to go to the Brooklyn Minion because that's where their business is. No, they're going to go home and go to sleep. The Minion, they enjoy that any better there. Okay.
They didn't start out when it's my favorite.
Okay.
They start out nice.
Okay. But the thought of that is not, that's not a problem of doing the business and the davening, and then as far as davening, you want to daven in a slightly business. It doesn't matter. Okay.
What's the difference of your choice to daven where you are before the net? But if you want to travel with near where you work, you can daven already after the net.
Yeah. But it's better to daven where you are?
Even though it's only like a trip.
The Yikavu is in our places, yes. No, that's different. That's because of Hashashim. It's a yes. If there's a mini Yikavu, then many folks come home, you're not afraid that he's going to forget. Here's not a Shiloh suggestion. Here's an Easter. See, you're not permitted to be nostalgic in the Rakhim before. That's a shadow. So what if a person has some mail that he wants to drop into the mailbox? So I would wait for shul and he's going to drop the mail in. So you're not allowed to take it along to drop it in the mailbox.
No,
What if he has to cross the street to Taka Oscar? That's an initial rule called Tachreda, that if it's a very slight malacha. Let's say shaving, that's what we discussed. Yeah. When he goes to first grade, what about shaving? If a person shaves on Sunday also and he doesn't go to work, he shaves before the minyan, he likes to look for the Russian to shave.
In other words, why do I shave? I go to work, I
want
to look.
Does he shave on Sunday for the minion? So suddenly he doesn't shave for the minion, so the Chacham that he's really shaving for the business, not for the minion. But then all week long, he's not allowed to shave before the davening with her. How's he going to shave later on? Hafish can find a different minion. Get a different minion. That is the Gemara. Call him a call. Chacham Yotze L'Aderech. The first he davens, and then he takes care of his business trip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yotze L'Chavot Shem. Then follow the Halach. Yosem L'Aderech Yomah. First he's Madzik Baruch, and then afterwards he goes on his business trip. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yenon, Rabbi Zeire, Kol Halon, Shivat Yom, Ibaloi Chaloim. Very interesting Gemara. Gemara has later in the last Seret Haroya, Gemara has long arichas in the interpretations of Chaloim. So the Gemara says that a Chaloim is Echad Neshishim in the Nebuah. That is 1/60th of an Abur. So the Gemara somehow assumes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Paro Melech Mitzrayim was far from being a Tzaddik, he was a Melech Russia, he had some measures that showed what's going to happen in the future. Okay, so the Gemara seems to assume here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the future the death of the Shishim and Abur. Just like in order to be worried to have Abur, you have to have certain qualifications. Some Shikim is going to have Abur, has to have a lot of qualifications. So in order that a person should be willing to have a halal, you also have to have certain qualifications. So what if a person never has any halal? If a person doesn't have any dreams for 7 days,
sounds like he's
done it.
The
Russian
question is,
no, no, no. The means he sleeps for 7 days, every night he goes to sleep, and he doesn't have any halal.
I don't know whether they have halal or not.
That's what's changed. Yeah, today they say everybody has halal, but they forget
that.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's what it means with something. You don't remember. You don't remember any halal. It means that the person hasn't shown you anything that's in store in the future. Apparently you don't deserve to be shown anything that's in store. Apparently you're not worried that it would. Not even worried the echad nishishim in the book. Not even worried to have 1/60th of the book. The Gemara makes an asmachta on a pasuk in Mishlei. It's a whole week went by, he doesn't remember any of his dreams. In other words, the Rebbe Shalom showed him chalomim. He had chalomim at night, but those chalomim didn't show anything about the future of our raya. And when he woke up, they forget all about them. So obviously, he is a ra. There's something wrong with him. Shememar, the pasuk initially says, starts off, Yiras Hashem, I forgot, Yiras Hashem or something. Yiras Hashem is a wonderful thing. Then it continues, the Sabea Yolin, the one with the Yerushalayim, will go to sleep satiated, even if he doesn't have so much food, and he doesn't have so much money, he will be satisfied. He won't be hungry, while he pocket raw. Nothing will happen to him. When he goes to sleep at night, he rests, and he enjoys his sleep, and there's nothing to worry about. So the simple reading of the pasuk is, the Sabea Yolin, he will go to sleep satiated, while he pocket raw. There's more comments now. Tikri Soveya Ela Sheva. What does it mean? A person should always be at the beginning of the pasuk. Everyone should have Yiras Hashem. And what happens if a person is Sheva Yom and Bal Yitokei? That's not at all the way the pasuk reads. They're not proper. Then he is a Ra. If he sleeps for 7 days and he doesn't remember any of the dreams that he had, obviously he must be a Ra. Another Ra is not worthy, not of the Buah, not worthy of even having a Chalem that he should remember that should serve as an Echad Neshishim in the book. Tikri Sotei Allah Sheva. But the simple reading of the Tosik is otherwise. The simple reading is the Sotei. Amar Abach Vedir Abchir Baro Abdok. So one of the Amaroim was telling, I guess, Rabbi Yaino, when he said over this Russian name Rabbi Zeres, and how Tikri Tach Allah Shach, so one of the Amaroim said, Hachi Om Rabchia Om Rabbi Yechanan. This is how Rabchia said the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Avshat in the Pasuk, not Al Tikri. The Saveya Yolan as once Kolam Azia Atma Bidivrei Toiro Belon. If a person, the Pasuk means, if a person is a Yirei Shamayim, and the Saveya Yolan, and he learns at night, he learns every night before he goes to sleep, that is Bal Yitokid Ra. Eim Avatan Asa Besura Surah Shnema, the Saveya Yolan. If his belly is full of fire, it means. That's time that he ate a big supper. His belly is full of fire. He goes to sleep. That will be a shiur. He had in the first fire. If the first one is not going to have shiur, and I'm a deacon. If he's not a tamachach, then he has to take the ashwan on deacon. If he is a tamachach, and he's learning, then the liman atar will be the shmir of him. So that's what the Rav Chiya quotes, the name of Yechanan, based on this one. Okay. The big problem, how did the Amorim, how did the Tadayim know to darshan al tikri kach ala kach? What's the shmer with the pasuk the way it means? I don't know. Someone put out, one of the rabbonim from Europe put out a whole face on this. I'll keep reading track. I think there's a few rabbonim. Some from Germany, some from what was the method? What was the approach? How does Hanoi know when to darshan the pasuk al tikri? How did it fit in? Darshan the Sheva instead of the Sabbath. Yeah, there must be obviously some difficulty, but even with the difficulty, how do you reread a pasuk instead of Sabbath? You read it in different shifts of Sheva. Yeah, so what you mean is just enough not for the Alma, I'll be clear. Okay. An idea, yeah. Okay. Could be just enough not for the Alma. Okay. So we added the Mishnah, and now going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you submitted, there's a Hetzah HaFzokir. And the Chumash says, the Dibar Zavah. You have a Hetzah HaFzokir in the middle of Kriyashma. the Dibarta Bom, you're permitted to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. That's how the Tanoim Daj, the Dibarta Bom. And exactly to what extent is there a head of talk in the middle of a pasuk, in the middle of a parsha, same pasuk with a pasuk, in between one parsha and the other. So the Tanoim argued, when Masar Kafna Allah HaFamim, so the Tanoim argued, to what extent are you permitted to be Masar? So the Mishnah had a machleshes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What about between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatzi? Or by Myra, in between Vayomer and Emes V'Yamuna? In between Yotzer HaMoyerah and Abba Rabba, in between Abba Rabba and Shmai, between Shmai Vayom, Shmai Vayom, Shmai Vayom, that's being Peretz with Peretz. What about in between Vayomer and Emes? That really should be, the Tanakham says that that's being Peretz with Peretz. Vayomer is the third parsha of Teshma, and then Emes V'Yatzi Menachem is the beginning of the bracha. It begins with the word Emes V'Yatzi, or Emes V'Yamuna. But that's how the Tanakhama holds that that's being Peretz with Peretz. And Rav Yehuda disagrees and he says, no, being Vayomer, Emes V'Yatzi, lo Yatzi. The other Machloekis HaRishon, when we go into Mishnah, and you give them an olive, there is a Machloekis HaRishon, what does it mean? Does it mean that you treat it like Emes HaPeretz? Because more says, we talk like Rav Yehuda, that you're not permitted to be Mastic. It means you're not allowed to be Mastic like being Peretz with Peretz. But you treat it like Emes HaPeretz. So Emes HaPeretz is still a Het HaSoket. It's less than a Het HaSoket, that Marky this way, the Mark this way. There's Machloekis HaRishon around there. To what extent are you permitted to be Mastic? Emes HaPeretz, to what extent are you permitted to be Mastic? Same parents with there. So does Rav Yehuda mean to say, in Pasuk Rav Yehuda, does Rav Yehuda mean to say that you treat between Vayomer and Emes like Emes HaPeretz, like Emes HaPeretz, or does he treat it even more common than that? That's how the Ramach writes on the Rambam, and Machlokes HaRishonim. And HaSogas HaRamach, on the Rambam writes, no, he treated like Pasuk Mishnah. Just like Nishma Yisrael and Nishma Nesh, he did not have to HaSok at all. The Gate Nishnah is never supposed to be Barth of Bom. That you're allowed to be Masuk of Bidash, and be Barth of Bom, and like this people. That's the more Drosh here, the Tesis quoted. From Yuma, you said some days, with the bar, the bomb, the feeling is that you had a heta hafsok in the middle of Kriya Shema, but no heta hafsok in the middle of Shemona Esri. So the Rishonim say, why not? Because Shemona Esri is mamish kapova from Hashem, he's speaking to the Shechina. So the same is true regarding consecration of Shema, Shema Hashem Echor, is mamish kapova from Hashem. So there's no heta hafsok at all in consecration. So some Rishonim say, who are the Nami when you say, Ani Hashem, Rakechem Emes, at that point, it's more chomer than the Emsa HaPerek, it's considered like consecration of Shema, and you don't have to have talk at all. You have to wait till you say Emsa HaPerek, and then it's treated like Emsa HaPerek. Yes, but he considers it more chomer than that. He considers it more chomer than middle of an idea. Middle of an idea sounds less, we would consider like Emes HaPeretz. You would be Masik, then you have to start back from the beginning of the idea. But here we treat it more chomer than that. It's not as to have stuff, you know. And that's a detail not like the same review. Because the Gemara says that we pass not review.
The meaning of a bracha in the Mishnah
is not a committed to be not in finished bracha.
How about bracha which comes back to Mishnah?
Also not.
Here and by Megillah. Same thing as the bracha before the Mishnah?
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, I thought you meant the Tillis Yadayim.
No.
Okay, you know, the Tillis Yadayim, that people watching Tillis Yadayim, and then they said the Birchas HaMitzvah after.
Yeah.
So the Nadi Yehuda has in his, he has a sefer, he has Nadi Yehuda, the Chubut, and he has a drasha, the drasha has flock. So Mishav Shiva drasha, he prints over the drasha that he gave to the Balabatim. That's how he's saying you're going to some people and it's wrong and they use the umbrellas on Shabbos and I told you lift and I told you the year before and it's wrong and you're not allowed to do this. And he just repeats Divrei Musa for the particular thing. But then he gets all excited about the Hesed by the Tillis Yadayim. He says, you see, all the Balabatim, they all do this mistake. They wash the Tillis Yadayim and they talk all they want until they say, I'll tell you that. After the Tillis Yadayim, they all say, boom. The rest of the same way to that Murash. He says, they're not halfway through. Everything is wrong. He says, see between the Tillis Yadayim and the Bracha, Shishon Tana, Tillis Yadayim, that's because they're Hesed. That's Mamash Hesed between the Mitzvah and the Bracha Mitzvah. Normally you recite the Bracha prior to the Bracha Mitzvah. Here, the practice is, for whatever reason, you have to look at the Mosh Tochim on that line, whatever, whether it's a legitimate reason, not a legitimate reason, but the Maitha, that's our practice, that we say the Birchus HaMitzvah after the Mitzvah. So he says, you have to get into the Mosh, in between the Maitha Mitzvah and the Birchus HaMitzvah afterwards, and he says, that's the Ikad in Hesed. Then he says, after you already said the Torah HaMitzvah, he says, I'm not the Mosh, so you say HaMitzvah. So he says, no, it says in Shavonah, that that Mikra did, there are those who are Mako, to be Mapsik a little bit, to say, yes, no, monosyllabic phrasing. Yeah. Because it's not really a din hefted then, it's a din of seker from the Tivus Yadayim Brocha, that immediately after the Tivus Yadayim, it's a din hefted hajjah, it's not a din, that's what he writes. It's not really a din of of happy to be good at that. But so the women make the same mistake. Many men do that. They talk in between the Zilti diamond and the bottom. The women also do that by mistention. They say the Bichas HaMitzvah gets a little attention on Friday night. And they light the candles and walk around and they talk and they do whatever they want. And then they don't talk from the time that they cover their eyes to the time that they say the bracha. The tzedikah, this is the mitzvah ha'adlaka, the lighting of the candles. So that should be mitzurah. The bracha that they say after should be mitzurah to the mitzvah ha'adlaka. That you shouldn't only have any happy bracha. Here it's not a bichas ha'mitzvah, here it's a different thing. Here the bracha that you say after Kriya Shema, after the Megillah, it's not a bichas ha'mitzvah, it's a bichas ha'mitzvah, it's a different kind of a bracha. Because the Mishnah has the Hetzer HaPsoka, that he committed to the same terror for the terror, he committed to the Maskei Kalon Zin. Not to say anything that a Yehud is saying.
But Shabbos would be a bracha after the...
Also, let's say in between Sukkot is Imra and Yishtabah. So we discussed, the Tzaddik himself has two opinions, whether he committed to the Maskei or not. And we are Maskei and Shabbat and Maskei, like the Jew and Tzaddik, that it's forbidden to be Maskei. But we assume that Yishtabah is a bracha Shalachweha, the Tzaddik of Abba says the Bosham, so you're not committed to the Maskei. What takes not permitted to be mafsik? Got treated like Birchas Kriya Shema. So let's say someone comes to the shul and you want to greet him. So the Yikarad did. As long as that, we don't do it. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, because everybody understands that we don't greet him in the middle of Zavid. But the Mishnah would be permissible to be mafsik in the middle. In between the Pesuk and the Zim and the Shabbat. Say good Shabbat. Shalom Aleichem and the Zavid.
There's a lot of times you say, okay, we didn't say hello, and when you have the
the
when do you say that?
You say
before the
broker,
or
in between
the
days.
But they say it. When
do
you say it?
So the Yehuda is opposed to saying it. As a Chilu, where he says you shouldn't say it, it's against Halacha. He says, so Halacha says that Tam Lashman. Tam Lashman, it's understood that it's Lashman. So you say the Shayyich, you're demonstrating against the Gemara that it's not Tam Lashman. No, no. So it's even to say, no, but you shouldn't say it after the broker. No, no. You're not permitted to be Mam Shabbat. He always says the Shayyich. Zechel Mikdash Kehila, the Shulchan Aruch says that you say Zechel Mikdash Kehila right before you eat the Kehila. The Mishnah Berurah has a time of why you say it at all. He says in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that you say Zechel Mikdash Kehila. It just says, yeah, that you eat it, and the eating is a Zechel Mikdash Kehila.
The Mishnah
Berurah never
has
to eat
the
Kehila.
The
Kehila and then the wife would say the bracha. Yeah, that's not right. That's not right. That's how Rabbi once discussed. The Magen Avraham discussed is the following this. He says, what if it's already after Shkia? Let's say there's no light on now. The woman didn't bench lift yet, and it's dark in the house. And it's after Shkia, and it's the first 15 minutes in Zeinash Mosh. The Tzaddik of Shulchan Aruch said, Ami, when the Nachri is only the Rabbanon, so you committed to it, the Nachri, to light the candles at home, because Ami, when the Nachri calls over Shem Yishim Shulis, when God's Rabbah Ben Ashmash, it's a great Tzaddik, so you committed to violate Yisurim, some Yisurim to Rabbanon. So Ami, when the Nachri is Musa. So the Rabbi Rabbam says, and when the Baba Basta tells the Nachri to light the candles, Jesus said, Bracha, Raham is Nesha Shem. That's how the Rabbi Rabbam says. So the Mishkin is Yankim, has the truth, and Chaim Karachayim in the... It's not in the Mishkanah Sefer. He has another little sefer. It's called Kohelet Yankim. He has the Hashmatas from the leftover tshuva that didn't appear in the Mishkanah Sefer. He has a tshuva where he disagrees with this mother. He says, how can she say a bracha? If the God is lighting the candle. You only say a bracha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah. When someone else does a Maisa Mitzvah, you can't say a bracha. When I put a mezuzah at your home, so I don't get a mitzvah mezuzah. I get a mitzvah mezuzah. That's it. I don't get a mitzvah mezuzah. The one against the mitzvah is the balabos, who lives in the house, but he doesn't say the bracha. I say the bracha, look for a mezuzah, okay. Because even if he's not here, he's not even here to answer Rambam. But he's not even here still. The one who does the ma'isa mitzvah, who doesn't have the kima mitzvah at all, says the bracha. That's how the Mishkanah Sefer is. So that's talking not right. That is a common practice. A lot of times, getting late, for the husband lights the candle and tells the wife to say the bracha. But the Mishnah Sefer says it's not right. But the Pashto says that it is not right. But the Shaila is whether you committed to answer one after the Kazi. That's a big machlokes to see on this dash. The Chedusha HaRamban has it. The Meiri has a long aruch. The Meiri has a sefer that's entitled Mogei Novoi. Now when they print it, they call it the Shabbat Tshuva of Harav Hamid. It's not Shabbat Tshuva. Mogei Novoi needs to come to defend the Minika Ovoi that they had in this section in Tavan. Tavan, I think, is a little section in between France and Germany, in between France and Spain. after the Ramban passed away, so the Talmidei HaRamban came to learn in Trabant, and there was friction. There was big machlokes in about different minhagim. All about minhagim. All the machlokes came
down.
One of the big issues was when he said, "Can no, 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 no." He spoke Kriyashma. And just different things. When he said, "Bracha Barati Roy Tan Dessert," and when Tishka falls out on Sunday, when he said, "Abdom," if he said, "Abdom," I'm not, I think, 14 essays, yeah. Maybe on the shame is a big issue.
Yeah.
Whether you're committed to do it at Israel or at Hakkidah. There's a lot of all countries talking about this. And one of the issues that I cannot answer, the Neary explains about Israel's what the issue is. And it's really in the Mishnah before. Machlokes is there a Bechas HaNitzos of Kriya Shema now? Usually before you shake a lulav in the neck, you say, "Bracha, there's no Torah, give us more of them before you put on talent." Shake the Shema Torah. The Shema Torah, the Shema before you put on Torah. You always say Bracha before. When you say Kriya Shema, you don't see any Bechas HaNitzos at all. So we explained a long time ago when we were learning the first daf, but we went to Rabbi Yehuda, the first daf close to the Goyim, to the Rabbi Goyim, that he seems to say that the Balmor and Rosh Hashanah, whenever the nature of the mitzvah is such that it's fulfilled in the framework of bracha, it's like Kiddush. Like Kiddush, you say a bracha. You don't have to say a bracha first, Hashem Kiddushanah, and then first, the Tivanu, Makanish, Hashabbat, and then you say Kiddush. Kiddush itself is a bracha. Bechus HaMazin is a bracha. So you don't say, Hashem Kiddushanah, and then the Tivanu, Lubarach HaMazin. Now, when you say Shahakal over a cup of tea, so that's a mitzvah of the Rabbanim. So why don't you say a bracha, Hashem Kiddushanah, and then the Lubarach HaOichlim, and then say Shahakal Nevedvara. So the answer is, that's how the Rishon said, the answer is whenever the mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, in the framework of a bracha, then you don't have any bracha on it. So the fact is that that's why we don't recite any bracha on mitzvah before we say Kriya Shema. It doesn't need a bracha on mitzvah. The Chacham was the second that we should fulfill Kriya Shema in bracha itself. Kriya Shema say a bracha. So a whole group of Rishonim insisted that it's not exactly so. You don't say a bracha k'soro, Hashem k'rishonim in the tzoyim to the tzivam l'kriyat Hashema. But still, the nature of the Takanah Chachamim was that Ahava Rabba, Ahava Shalom, the second bracha Shalafanera, is sort of a Bechas HaMitzvah. What's that thing? Because the Gemara said in the first Perek, on Yud Aleph of the day, what if a person wakes up in the morning and he didn't say Bechas HaShalom? Let's say a person goes on an airplane flight and stays up all night long. So the Machlek is in Shulchan Aruch, what do you say? Bechas HaShalom the next morning. So what did he do? A Remini Shibu, on what fellow stayed up all night for final? And then the next morning he said, he's not allowed to learn. He's not allowed to learn. If you don't say Bechas HaTorah, and it's a Chasek in the demon, but he says Bechas HaTorah, and the Chazan already says, and Yeshiva Yishma, you don't say how far Bechas HaTorah. So the Chazan says, quiet, everybody already says quiet, and just says, he's not allowed to learn today. He said, he's so seriously, it's not a joke, he's so serious, he's not allowed to learn. Yeah. So that's not correct.
The
shaila is, do you have to say Bechas HaTorah now, or you don't have to, you can rely on yesterday. So if you say, something blocks blocks, so you don't say, so you don't say, you do learn. You're allowed to learn. So what do you do, let that person stay up all night? What do you do? So when he's on the Shabbos the next morning, you should have in mind when he says Ahava or Rabba, to serve as Bechas HaTorah, and then he says Shana Lassar, says of course Yishamit. You should learn something, yes, the Shwan Ezra, you should learn something in addition to Kriya Shema. If you open on Mishnayis or something, and learn a little bit, and then the Ahava Rabba will be able to give us HaTorah. You see from the Gemara that Ahava Rabba and Ahava Tzorah Mamayar is also a form of a Bechas HaTorah, that if you didn't say the Bechas HaTorah before the Shachris, so this can be able to do that. Why would the Chachamim be stuck in the Bechas HaTorah right over here by Kriya Shema? So that's exactly what the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is. Kriya Shema is a special form of Talmud Torah. You be citing parashas in the Torah. That's why a group of Rishonim insist not that Kriya Shema doesn't have at all a Bechas HaMitzvah. It doesn't have a bracha k'sara. Hashem k'rishonim in the Torah is not the Kriya Shema, but the Ahava Rabba, the Ahava Shalom, serve as a form of a Bechas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, because it's a Bechas HaTorah, and that's exactly what the nature of Kriya Shema is. It's a form of Talmud Torah. So that's why some of them say that true, the Mishnah says that if you finish Abba Rabba Abba Tzolom, and you didn't touch Shema yet, and you hear somebody saying, someone comes in and he greets you and you want to greet him, so that's a thing, you're allowed to be masked, but you should try to avoid it. So you shouldn't keep going, that you should have to be masked in your thing. So that's why they say that it's really improper to be masked. You should try to avoid being masked. You should really stay together with the Chazan, so you shouldn't have to answer on the air. You shouldn't have to answer them. And the other Rishonim insists that there's no problem at all, that Kriyashma doesn't have any Birchas HaMitzvah, that he doesn't need a Birchas HaMitzvah. Kriyashma al Seder HaBrachah is like the Ezra Rish. So there's no requirement for a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you don't have to treat the Havarav as if that were the Birchas HaMitzvah. And then you have a Birchas HaMitzvah we cited right before the Mitzvah, that that person puts on tefillin, and then he's doing the Brachah, and then he someone walks into Kashrut. The Rav is saying, good morning, how are you? Even with Mala Mishnah is not allowed, at least after Hatzok is only being parrot for parrot in the Birchas Kriyashma. But now in between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Maita HaMitzvah, so what about by Kriyashma in between the second Bracha and the Shema? The Mishnah says the parrot that he permitted to be Masih. How can the Rishonim, how can the Rishonim say that it doesn't have a Birchas? They say you should try the Hatzok to avoid being Masih.
Yeah,
but the Pasha Chat in the whole Mishnah is that it's not so. The pastor condition is also that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But that's what many Kehillahs, they have such a practice. This is where the Ramban, the Chiddush Ramban on this Mishnah quotes the discussion of Kehil Melech Nehemah, of Saint Kehil Melech Nehemah. He quotes the Medrash that Kriyat Shema contains 245 words, and there are Ramachi Vorim in a male body, not in a female body, because the female body is less. But the Ramachi Vorim, well, then what? 252? Oh, okay. Oh, so it's a Zohar and a Kevah together. Two candles. Right, okay. A different explanation for the Minhag. Yeah. So the Rishonim say over here, the Ramban quotes from the Medrash like that. In order to have a shmirah for all of the Evorim of the human body, he should say that everyone should amend, should say every word of Kriyashma. They should be careful to recite every word of Kriyashma. But Kriyashma only has 245 words. So you should add on Kel Melech Nehemah. How can you add on Kel Melech Nehemah? Because Mamash are Hefzik. So that's what Tamash Hefzik says. What Hefzik? Where Hefzik? There's no Hefzik. Hefzik is in between a Birchat HaMitzvah and a Mitzvah. It is not Birchat HaMitzvah. So I that you committed to be Mastik, which now covers now Europe. But there's some shmooze about the latest politics and the weather and all kinds of things. Some of this stuff, isn't it? But to take care of them for the purpose that it blends into the Kriya Shema, the Tamar Shem says that's been this one. Others say no, that you're not allowed. Others say not allowed. So there's different hobbies. Well, how are you, Mashman? If you know that you don't say Kriya Shema, that you're not allowed to say Bihidah, so that's what some the Baal HaTanya writes like that, Mishnah Chanoch Allah. He says that the person should say, he'll be his own Chazi. He should say on his own, quietly when he's done. He should say over the last three words. That's the Shaila, which last three words? There's a Machlokes Mishnah Chanoch Allah. Which three words does the Chazi repeat? So the meaning of all over is that the Chazi says, Hashem Lekech Emendeth. So some Achroinim insist that that doesn't make any sense because the word Emendeth is not really part of Kriyashma. So if you want to repeat three words, you should really say, Ani Hashem Lekech Emendeth. Amen. But Ami Hashem Lekech, my three words in this Parsha, so you have the Parsha, the Parsha has 245 words, and then you have three words in the Parsha repeated, so you have 248 words in the Parsha. So our meaning is not that. Our meaning is that the Chazan says Hashem Lekech, and the Baal HaTanya says, yeah, Vaze, that's the meaning as far as the Chazan is concerned. But as far as what people say privately, it's very unclear what the meaning is. It's not obvious at all, because everybody's out of the minion. So therefore, you can't say that the meaning has already clearly been established. He says when a person dies privately, he hears it and he wants to, and we're many amachmen, not to say Kel Melech Nehemah on the Machlokes HaRishonim, and you want to be amachmen the three words, he says you should stay over at the end. Ani Hashem Kach Shalatei Teichem Sam Liyo Shalchem Lelekim Ani Hashem Lelekechem Ani Hashem Lelekechem Emes Biyat Kifanoch. So stay over those three words. And others disagree. All the different shikas in the first place. If you say out loud, yes. If you say out loud, try yourself twice, then the shakman. But first he says softly, for good reason. If he says softly, because he believes in all the one God. You break his neck. But he doesn't, you have some kind of a reason why you have to say twice. So you have to have national cable twice, in order to be national with the Ramachi Lord. But that's the limit of the top. If he says it twice, there's no Yeah, that's also a big discussion in the Rishonim, whether that's a major dispute in the Rishonim. The Birchas Kriya Shema, you say two brachas before, one bracha after. You consider this, Emes Yafid, Emes Yamun, is that a bracha? the Moshua. The first bracha, yes, the Lord Baruch Hashem, so far has to Hashem. It's Pasach of the Bracha. The second bracha, Abba Rabba, Abba Solomon, doesn't, it's not Pasach of the Bracha. It's a bracha of the Mutal Ahavta. How come Emes Yatsin doesn't hear the Baruch Hashem? So that's a major dispute in the Rishonim. Is that also a bracha of Mutal Ahavta? Because it's all one big hemshah. Because Kriyashma is one hemshah from Tosha. One unit to the fact that you say Kriyashma in the middle, it's not a mouth, it's still called a bracha of Mutal Ahavta. That's what some Rishonim say. Now Rishonim disagree and say it's not true. That two units. The first two brachas before Kriyat Shema are a hemshich, and that's why Abba Rabba Abba Tzerlon is considered a brachas mukhal chavuta. And then it's the yatsi, then it's amul as a bracha, that brachas Kriyat Shema not a seach the bar. And it's the yatsi is an exception to the rule. Wasn't that the Loshana Gemara? Kol a brachas kulon, where is it? Menvov. On the bottom of Mem Vav Amin Aleph, right there is the story. On the bottom of Mem Vav Amin Aleph, the last three lines from the bottom, is more close to Christ, the Tanya. Kol HaBrachas Kulam Pesach Ben Rebar Chosan and Bar Chus, Mibichas HaTeiris, first three rates, first three Adama, Yinat Chosan and Bar, Bichas HaVitz, the Brach of Sora, a Brach HaSmuch Al Achabata, u Brach HaAchreina Shevikri Ashma. So the Pashtus is, why do you list the Brach HaKhani Shevikri Ashma? That's what we think of Brach HaSmuch Al Achabata. Some shouldn't say that's what it means. It's another example of Brachas Mukhala Chavata. You might have thought that it's not Mukhala Chavata because Kriyashma is Mastig. The Kamashma is right, because that's too. And the Yatsin is also a Brachas Mukhala Chavata. And others shouldn't say, no, it's not a Mukhala Chavata at all. It's a different unit. Not because Mukhala Chavata has to blend into be the same unit. There's a different unit. It's a separate Takara. The Emes Yatsin doesn't have to be Pasach of the Bar. So if one assumes that Emes V'yatsiv is not a smuch al achavata, so it comes out that Ahava Rabba, Ahava Tzerlon is the end of the unit. That's like, let's say a person mentions Shichas HaMolim. So you have the first brach, Azanat HaKol, the second brach, Al-Horot HaMolim, and the third brach, Bein Rachma V'Yushalayim, and then you say Amen. Why do you say Amen? So there's a machloike is in, right. Tzeifa brach, you finish high, but you have to say a Tzeifa Amenkin. The end of your Tzeifa brach is there, right? So what does that mean? So the Rambam has a machlokes b'taisus. So the Rambam sheet is that whenever you finish a unit of brachas, any series of brachas, you always have to say amen. No, Kohen Gadol is a special question. Kohen Gadol is a special question. No, each bracha is separate. No,
again.
No, but then he happens to recite 15 brachas one after the other. But it's not really a series. There's no hemshah between one and the other. It's only called Smukhala Chavata if it's one unit, if it's one Hemshah.
How long is trying to do
something? Oh, by how long they do that based on the Rambam. The Rambam says like that. Why? Because you have the Lucha, the Bracha, Smukhala Chavata. After the Bracha, the Bracha is Amitka before. You have a series of two Brachas, so let's say Ishtabach also. They call the Shulchanot that Ishtabach, the Spazma of the practice. You say Omen after Ishtabach, because you have Baruch Shaman Ishtabach is a series of Brachas. And the same Ishmael Ezra, you have 19 Brachas in a row. No, Ashkenazim don't have that. The Ashkenazim father says, we don't say Omen Efti Yishtabach, and our own brachas. We'll hold about Yishtabach on that. By yourself?
Yeah.
When you finish, not we'll hold about Yishtabach at the end of Hallel. How do you say? So we don't say Omen to our own brachas. And the Spartan father, they do say Omen. Why? Because the Gemara says later that when you're benching, here's the Gemara. And then here and there, the Gemara says when you bench, so you say Omen after Bein Berachma of Yerushalayim. Why? That's the end of the series of brachas. The Rambam says, whenever you have a series of brachas, you have to say Omen at the conclusion of the series. And the other Israel and Tosis insists, no, the only time you say Omen is by benching. No, it's not. Because you have, it's the end of the brachas Deraisa, and the next brachas says Amen is only the Rabbanon. And what the work is to know that they're not allowed to cheat on the Balabas's tongue. They're not allowed to keep on having coffee breaks or rumor breaks to daven and to say extra brachas HaModim. So we say, Bein Rachman Shlain, Amen, that's an announcement that the Poyim should go back to work, and you shouldn't say, Atayt HaNezim, Kolshin, you shouldn't say, Ola Rachman. You should go back to work for the Balabais, and not cheat him on his time. But that's Jesus, I tell you, that's the Nidig Ashkenazim. But the Nidig Ashkenazim is like the Rambam. So the question is, what about, there's a discussion in the Rambam and other Rishonim, what about entering Amen after, HaBoich HaVeyam Yisrael, B'Yahavo, entering Amen after your own brother? Should one enter on and after his own brach, if HaBrach HaYim Tov Yahavah. The practice is clearly enough. But some Rishonim discussed it, why shouldn't he say Amen? That's the end of a series of brachas. Because they hold that bracha achene should be kriya shema is not part of the series. The series is a two bracha series. The both brachas in the series precede the shema. Okay, so that's the right. So it's clear that you don't say Yomenef. No one says Yomenef Abecha and Sol Diabas. And some of you don't say, what's the question? Of course you don't say Yomenef. And they say, why? You didn't finish the series. Even if you all like the Rambam, if you all like Chayson, there's nothing to discuss. Because the only time you say a person says Yomenef Abecha Tatsu is Abeva Native, to notify the Tolem that they were finished with the Abecha Tatsu, they're right, and now it's only the Rabbanon, and the Tolem have no right to continue this. But even if you all like the Rambam, that whenever one completes a series of prophets, you say Amen, no one says Amen after Abraham and Sol Bi'ahaba. Why not? So some Hashem say, you didn't finish the series yet, there's nothing to declare. Another Hashem say, no, you did finish the series. The two prophets we call one series, and then it's actually a separate unit. And it's a Yoytim in Akhlaudak, you know, and it's not called Tafat Zubar. And it's the Yash and Amen. I said, why don't you say Amen? So they say, no, they bring in this notion because it's sort of a bichas ha-mitzvah mikriya shema, and it's not permissible, it's not proper to be mafsik in between a bichas ha-mitzvah and a mitzvah, by saying Amen. And likewise, the Rishonim discussed the other issue, why, if you all like the Rambam, like the Sfarim, that you say Amen at the conclusion of any series of brachas, so why don't you say Amen after Gual Yisrael, Mishachar, a person davening b'yechidu. So when he says Gual Yisrael, he should say Amen, b'yechidu. Right, well, let's say I'm davening, let's say I don't wake up in time for the minyan, I daven at home. But let's say I daven at home and I daven yechidus, do I say Amen after the sun? No, we'll say Amen after God. So the question is, why not? It's the conclusion of a series of brachas. And if you all like the Rambam, it's the conclusion of a series of brachas. You've got to say Amen. The Talmud Shalom say, what's the conclusion of a series of brachas? You concluded the series by Abraham and Yisrael B'Yahavu. That was the end of the series. And then it's the Yatsiv, is one bracha, says all by itself. That, and even a Myriv. And even in my riz, it's not a series of brachas. Hashkiden is at the separate. Yeah, Hashkiden we consider it as a separate bracha, no? You learned in the first paragraph. Yeah. Emes V'Amuna is separate, it's not really considered a Hemshah. So that's why even after Hashkiden we wouldn't consider it the end of a series of brachas. So some are trying to say that you don't say Omen after Gual Yisrael. It's one lone bracha. It's not the end of a series of brachas. Others are trying to say, no, it is a series of brachas. All the three brachas Kriya Shema constitute one unit, one series, and it's a hemshah. So why don't you say Amen after your own Gaal Yisrael? So it's not because you need Snechut Gula L'Tzvila. No, just like the other Rishonim held, that Abraham and Yisrael be Ahava is the conclusion of the series of brachas. Yeah. So why don't you say Amen? Because of the hemshah between the Shechut Amen and the Kriya Shema. So here the other Rishonim say no, that the series of brachas continues through Gaal Yisrael. Through the brachas Rishonim after, but you're not allowed to say Amen after the Bechas Atzmo. Because it's a hefty between special problem of Snechus Gula L'Tzvila. Everything is interrelated here. That's why this Meili is so long. That's why it's a very long Meili. The Ramban is not so long. The Meili makes everything interrelated by the Kel Malach Memon. Is the Ahava Rabba, is it a Bichas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, or is it not a Bichas HaMitzvah? And this has a Shaykhis with why you don't say Omen after a Bichas HaMitzvah the Ahava. Why don't you say Omen after Gaal Yisrael? So it goes to all the Shittas. So everything is involved over here. Whether all the Bichas Kriya Shema one unit, or the first two are separate units, and Emes Yatzah are separate units. And then the other issue also, whether answering Omen would be a violation of Snechus Gula L'Tzvila or not. And whether answering Omen would be a violation, answering Omen to your own bracha, would be a violation of a hefzik between the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. So the Miri brings everything together. That's a big, the whole thing is a big machlekes
rishon. Those
are
two answers by Omen for Ramban.
No one does. No, you don't say. No, when the Chazi says, when the Chazi says, everybody needs to say Omen. The only shayla is, should I try to avoid it? Should I try to avoid it or not? You should try to avoid it. You should try to avoid it. Because it really is a bichas hamitzvah. You should try to avoid entering on it. The Mefarshim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, I think the Shari Shuva brings up this issue. If the Chazan says out loud, Hashem okay to Memes, and I'm still in the middle of Kriya Shema. So he says that Shemei Kohenet, so he says if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, he says it depends like this. If I'm so far back, I'm an Ashrei, or I'm in Yishtabach, or I'm in Yotzer, or Baruch Hoshech, I'm nowhere near Kriya Shema. So then those three words, even if you say Shemeh Kaim, it's considered as if I said the three words. Then as if I said three words, a little of Ashrei, so then it's not misproof to the other 245 words that I'm going to say then. But if I'm in the middle of the 245 words and I'm missing three words and I listen, I pay attention, so then I say Shemeh Kaim, the three words that the Chazal says out loud, I'm a proof to me. But I have to be in the middle of the creation. Yeah, so for the minig of saying three words, I don't think that would be a problem of the Mafreya. I think the whole problem only is, that's how the Shara Shiva holds. The whole problem of the Mafreya is only on the actual Kriya Shema, on the basic 245 words that you have to say Medina Torah, or Medina Darabonim. But on the extra three words that the Medrash instituted, that you want to be mashal in the Shmir for the Ramachi burns, so that's what Mafreya would be acceptable. The only ones that they don't say Amen is, everybody agrees, God Yisrael, they don't say Amen to their own bracha, and Abba Chalam told you, you don't say Amen. So that's the whole literature, the Rishonim, why not? Why is everybody masking? So they give all the different shittas on this.
Okay.
Some people said before, but many people say yesterday wash before they say it's not. No, the UK have been saying that it's a washing, but Tosfos in Sof and Davzayin is miyashiv. I practice. Why do we say the broche after the washing? But mamish a lack of regular fiyosam. How can you say it's not over? Tosfos says because the Gemara says in Sof on the first parakol. Also, to be legal, keep also like I'm coming, that after you wash, you have to dry your hands, and drying of the hands, not that mar, and the mitzvah until time. So it's a little bit over last year. It's not over last year, but it's not like after last year. It's not totally like after last year. That's the reason why the minig developed. That's what I said. The reason why the minig developed is because they brought him to look at dining. After washing, so sometimes the person comes out of the bathroom or he just got dressed and he touched the shoes and he's not going to say bracha. The minig developed that you always say the bracha after the receiver. Mishnah Berurah writes on this pin, on this slip in Shulchan Aruch. That the minig is, as you say, the bracha on the tumah kedayim after washing, before legal, before you dry in. So he says, and one who doesn't want to, one who insists that he wants to say the bracha, ever after yosam, is it going to happen? Nothing wrong. So it's like, because some of the shaman disagree with Tosfos, he says you can't really say that it's wrong to say the bracha, ever after yosam. It's the more correct thing. You should say the bracha, ever after yosam, before you begin to wash and yosam. You fulfill, but near the end of 30. The end of 30, to wash once on each hand, then you're allowed to say a bracha already, and then wash. Then say I'm until you're done, and then wash the second time on the first hand, second time, second hand. So you have over the you clean your hands that allows, with one of the that allows you to recite brachas, and then you said the bracha, over the and of the second of you. So the Gemara quotes over here, and this Gemara is the Satanan, that normally we should say Yochid Berabim Alachet Chirabim, we should pass on like Nachachamim Berabiyud, is that between Emes, Ani Hashem Lakechem, and Emes V'yad, that we should be treated like Bein Adorabim, so Rabbi Yechon says, no, Alachet Berabiyud, Dama Bein Alakechem, Le Emes V'yad, no, Yabsid, we pass on like Berabiyud. There is a tradition like that, that we pass on like Berabiyud. He has another tradition for Rabbi Yechon in connection with this mission. In my time, with Rabbi Yudah, where did Rabbi Yudah come up to make such a statement? That you have to treat between Ani Hashem Lakechem and Emes V'yachdiv, you have to treat him like Emes Ater, that it does not the Ater, but the Ater Ater. He says, because we have a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, my time, Rabbi Yudah, what's the marker of Rabbi Yudah? דכתיב השם אלוקים אמת. סינתי אבל זה הפוסק עם יוביה, לא אני חייב. סינתי אבל פוסק עם יוביה, זה סז והשם אלוקים אמת, ודפור, וחכמים בורדים את נוסח הבברוכה, אמת ויאקר, אמת ואמונה, in such a way, even though the sentence usually begins with the word אמת ויאקר, אמת ואמונה, but they word in such a way that it should follow the conclusion among the Hashem Atechem, you should read it together, אמת.
Should I have an answer?
What exactly does that pasuk mean?
What do you mean?
Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim Emes.
What do you mean Hashem Elokim Emes?
That
was true.
Well,
but it's not written in Kishu. That's a different course. Yeah. No, but he says, Rabbi Yehuda claims that the Chachamim woman Aseya, the Baruch Hashem Elokim, the Emes Emunah, because they wanted the third passion, Shema Shendor, Ani Hashem Elokim, and they wanted the next one to begin Emes, Hashem, this pasuk, based on this pasuk. What does this pasuk mean? Hashem Elokim Emes. Well, okay, what does it mean? So the Rambam has a comment on this. And you said he has Torah. The Rambam writes that the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rambam has the view thing with Torah and Emunah. So one is that the Rebbeinu Shalom preceded everything in creation, everything in existence, and nothing, there was nothing coexisting with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought everything into existence. And if one can visualize a world with nothing there, that whatever that would be, I can visualize nothingness. We can't visualize that. One can visualize an empty world with nothing, but the Rebbeinu Shalom would be there. But you cannot visualize a world without the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is always there from before. So the Rambam says, therefore, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius, his existence, is absolute and total and independent of anything else. Mashem can all be here as a dependent existence. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought it into existence. And then Vayal Kim has called Shalom Vehine Tayyip. And everything says Vayal Kim Kitayyip. And everything says Kitayyip means Yaman HaKumish Kitayyip. Kitayyip means HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared not only Yehi Ratiya, he brought a Ratiya into existence. He would just say Yehi Ratiya, the Ratiya would come into existence for a minute. And then it would flop back into non-existence. Because the nature of everything in the world was non-existent. Nothing existed. He put the Rebbeinu Shalom brought it into existence. So he just said Yehi Ratiya for a second. So he'll come into existence and disappear. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom says no. Kitayyip is the that everything should continue to exist in the same way. So that's called a non-emesic existence. That's what the Rambam says. That's not an independent existence. Let's say I hold up the side of the Gemara like this. If I let it go for a second, it's going to fall back right away. I'm holding it up. The second I let go, this sits on the table, it's still good. I walk away, I go to sleep, and it's still sitting on the table. It's not going to fall down. The table sits. The building sits. I build a building and I die later on. So the building stands on the coma, even years after I die. But if I hold it up like this and I walk away, I then take my finger away, it's going to fall away. And that's what Rambam says, Hashem Elokim Emes, that the Metzius, Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, the existence of Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, is an independent existence. It's not that he's calling anything else. Now, Shem Elokim, everything else in the world is dependent on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom said he wants it to come into existence and he wants it to remain in existence. And it's not for the fact that there's a constant growth in Hashem, like I keep on holding it. If I let go for a second, it falls down. So if the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't continue to want to have everything exist, everything would slot back into non-existence. That's called that's not a real existence. That's not an independent existence. That's what the Rambam explains, Hashem Elokim Emes, as opposed to the whole belief. The Balatani quotes this Rambam and his Imam is more than a Kavana. He has a long arichas in the Shai Yechid Ramuna. He says that it means much more than that. And he says that that's what the Rambam meant, and that's what it says in the Moshe Kudavera writes like that, and all the Mekubalim say like that. That it means the concept of Ha'atzola. Hashem Elokim Emes not only means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an independent existence, and everything else, the building and the splendor and the Yom Kodesh and everything and all the human beings, our existence is not independent, that it's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the continuing Ratzon Hashem, that we should continue to exist, otherwise we'll flop back into non-existence. No, much more than that. He says, we don't really exist at all. Not that our existence is contingent, or the contingent is missing. He says, there it was, but that's where the
thing is starting. Just like you said, an example.
Yeah, but then if Allah Tanya says that it's more than that, that's what it says, no, it's more than that. What does it mean?
He explains that there are only limited perceiving. This is so tiny, this is the sense of what
the Bible says in Chumashi. Adat HaYom HaShemot V'Olach HaTi HaShem Hu HaLikim HaShem HaLoyot HaTitochas. What does it mean, Einoi? What does it mean that there's no God buried in the earth? You might think that there's another God in heaven. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you shouldn't think that there's another God hiding under. If you're deep enough, you may find another God.
That's a trap. The Bible says no means Einoi means that nothing else exists. Like Einoi Melvada. Einoi Melvada means that nothing else exists. I have a Lubavitcher neighbor in Washington Heights. Every day when he meets me in the street, you know what, Tavar? Einoi Melvada. I love it. That's a big mistake. And the Tanya, and he says, I have a whole Shaggy Chazamun about this. Einoi Melvada, to the Balatanya, explains a big mistake that it means that nothing, not only nothing has an independent existence. Everything that exists in this world is an emanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaTzobah. It's an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really only HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. But the
existence in
like you have the sun. But the sun exists, and then there are sun, there are rays that are emitted from the sun. So the whole world, Shemesh and Mogim Hashem Elohim. That's how the Shani Yechazamun begins. That's called the Shemesh and Mogim Hashem Elohim. That there's a Shem Hashem and a Shem Elohim. So the Shem Hashem is like a Shemesh. And the Shem Elohim is like a Mogain, a shield that protects us. If not for the Mogain, so the rays of the sun would be part of the sun. It wouldn't exist as a separate thing. Everything would be really part of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Really everything is part of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of how so. What exactly that means, this is very sure.
Okay.
Abchaim Sander once tackled the Shoichet from Shechtin because he didn't believe in Hatzobah, so this is not the period. He tells him today. You have to know exactly what does this mean? What does this have from them? So did you say the Chassidus? So the Balatani claims that that's what the Rambam meant. That's what the Balat Kabbalah say, and they all say that that's what the Rambam meant. Hashem Elohim Emes is all based on this process. Hashem Elohim Emes means that Hashem really exists, and other things don't have, not only they don't have an independent existence, they don't have a real existence at all. They're just an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to visualize as if he was Mitzalik himself, and therefore looks like there's something up here. Liyolam Einoid Mavadah, Liyolam Leichel Haaretz Kvayda. All there is in the whole wide world is the Rebbeinu Shalom. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, so to speak, is if he hides, and as if we see something other than him, but it's really not something other than him. Everything is really an extension of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It sounds a little like pantheism, when you believe that there's God in everything. Not the same, that's not the same. No, okay, but the other part... No, that's Shat, and that part is Yuriya. Hashem Elohim and the Rebbeinu Shalom only tells the truth, he doesn't tell a lie. Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes tells a lie also. Rebbeinu Shalom told the lie to Avraham Avinu. What is the question that Hashem Elohim Emes only tells the truth? No, he also tells a lie sometimes when you have to tell a lie. So it has nothing to do with telling the truth, telling the lie. Okay, but that's not what this pasuk means. That's what the Rambam writes and says. This pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem Elohim Emes has something to do with the Messiah, with Hashem, with the nature of the existence of the Rebbeinu.
In every human being, there is not always Emes. There's something sometimes. Only as a Shem you can say it's complete Emes.
But that's not what the Rambam says.
I know, but
right. The Rambam says it has something to do with the nature of the Messiah, Hashem, of the existence of Hashem. So the Shabbat is, what exactly does it have to do? What does it mean? So the simple reading of the Rambam is that the only thing that has an independent existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else depends on his continued desire that she continue to exist. Balatanya Imam is much more than that in the Rambam. He says that it means much more than that, the Rambam. What the Rambam meant to say is, he quotes the Rambam, it sounds like that. He quotes more Rambam from the same parish. It sounds from the Rambam like that. So the Baruch Hu just was matzah from his essence and he brought a world into existence. What does this mean? We don't know. We don't know what Riyah means anyway. Riyah, Yesh, Riyah, and it's an S anyway. We don't know what it means. So he says, this is what it means. We don't understand fully what it means anyway. So the Rashi explains like this. Why did the Tanoim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim, who composed the Nusach HaVor of Bracha, why did they start the Bracha Acharei Kriyas Shema? Why not a different thing?
The answer is because they had already instituted the three sarshans of Krishna, and they already made up their minds that the third sarshan is going to be Krishna. And that sarshan ends with the phrase on Hashem Elokeinu, and the last part, the last three words. So they wanted to begin the next bracha with the word Emes, so that there would be a Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Emes. The reason why they instituted the opening word of the Brahma Shalakharita should be Emes, because they had already determined earlier generation that the conclusion of the third part is going to be Tzitzis, and the conclusion of that part is going to be Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And for the Tzitzis HaParshiyot, it should read Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So Rabbi Yehuda just steps in and he says, that was the reason why they were Menaseach. There's brachas that it should begin with the word Emes, so therefore, you can't treat it like they're not broken. You have to treat it at least like them, but there can maybe even more. Maybe even more than that. No, they don't, in Goyes, in Frankfurt, they say that in the time of Shabtai Tzvi, many people were Nishach after Shabtai Tzvi in Frankfurt. And the whole Shabtai Tzvi, the Shabtai movement then was all based on Kabbalah. Everything was based on Kabbalah. But after Shabtai Tzvi's downfall, they made a takana in Frankfurt that all of the minhagim that are based on Kabbalah, they're going to leave out. They're only going to follow Nigla. You can't fall in it, you just follow what it says in the Gemara. That's all rational, you can't make any mistakes about that thing. And this day you can never know what's going on. So they left out all of the minhagim that are based on Kabbalah. So this minhag to repeat three words in Kriyat Shema, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, or whatever three words you want to say, is all based on the Ramban, based on the Medrash that he quotes in Tzoya. Based on the Medrash, it has the 245 words and 248 words in the Shmira. That's all based on Kabbalah, so they left it out. But originally they also said they don't keep Kriyat Shema. They don't keep Emes. The Rav last dies. The Rav finishes the last part of the Kriyat Shema. And the Rav the word Emes.
But you finish any tefillah. But you start tefillah. At
the end of the day, that's
three
words. I mean, why in Frankfurt didn't they do that? The doctor knows. The one that we got is one of the people. The one that we got, all of them in Hoganah, they sent the book.
Oh,
just to say the last three words. The minute is that you wait for the rub. No, that's the issue. The minute is that if you have a rub in the community, then you wait till the rub finishes Kriya Shema, wait till the rub finishes Shmoneh Esrei. So wait till the rub finishes Kriya Shema. So he says it. He says it slower than everybody else. So the rub says the last section of Kriya Shema. And to say three words out loud is after for the purpose of being mashed in the Ramach the same words, that they wanted to leave out. What is the novel going to be based on Kabbalah? They wanted to leave out. That's machlekes in Achrayim by Yav. I don't know what they're doing. That's a machlekes in Achrayim, let's say by Yav. When the Chazan finishes Kriya Shema, so how did he say? He says, so they say from some Yav, both of them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then he waits till the Rav finishes, which may be a minute, and then he says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, or he says, no, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and he waits. That is missing one word. Yes, but that word, Leolam, is a problem. How is it material to everybody else? The word Emes is not part of the Sharshis. So somehow we assume, our minute is not like the Mashal, not like the Balatanya before that. We say, even though it's not part of the Yishma, it's all the material. So somehow for the Chazan, it's all the material, even though he doesn't have any extra word. So there are different opinions about that. So I think that Morgan Avron quotes in the Ramam, he's talking about that, if I'm not mistaken, that the more correct practice is that the Chazan should not say twice.
No?
He should say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and he should wait till the Rav finishes.
Yeah.
And then when the Rav finishes, then he should say, Hashem Elokeichem, and he shouldn't say the word Emes twice.
Yeah.
The Grozninig is like that. Uh-huh. But I think the Rav Achrayim is something like that. Sometimes it's a Grozninig that's against everybody else, but I think here the Groz practice is the Hatzkama Trovach, if I'm not mistaken. The one is the Chazan should not say twice. It's a machlokes, it's a machlokes. But most of the time I think today that he should not say twice. That's the question of shot how you read the next pick of the Gemara. Gemara has a Shaila now. Chayt of the Yomer Emes. Oh, wait, Chayt of the Yomer Emes. What's the Shaila? So the Shad, what does he do? So he say, should he say Ani Hashem Rotechem? He says the Chazam is the last one to finish question. So should he say Ani Hashem Rotechem and then say Hashem Rotechem Emet? So should he say Ani Hashem Rotechem Emet? And then say Adlai Hashem Rotechem Emet? So that's a Machlokes Aparim. And the Gemara, I think the Rebbe Aparim hold like the Ramam Itano that he does not say quiet. He should just say Ani Hashem Rotechem and then say out loud Hashem Rotechem Emet. So if you want to hold like the Ramam Itano, like the Balatani is Mashal, then he doesn't like our practice. He says he can't be Mishal in the meeting in public. So the meeting is under the middle all over that you don't say out loud Ani Hashem Rotechem. Even though the Mashal time, how can you be misguided? The word Emet is not from the Parshas of Kriyashma, how can you be misguided after the Ramam? So the person wants to be machmir for the balatani, the yechidus, he says he should. So the chazan says softly ani, he should say ani Hashem lokechem, then say softly ani, and say out loud Hashem lokechem. So he said the three words extra for the kriyashma. So about the kol ram, he said the three words that all the chazan say Hashem lokechem. The short living of Kuba, the Hatkila is a problem. The end of the passing, it is not the passing of the very short living of Kuba. Okay, how does it end?
Yes.
So what is this Shiloh now? The Gemara has a machlok, it's Chayz of Yomer Emes. Or Eino Chayz of Yomer
Emes.
Even individual, no? Even individual. Emes, the person is Emes, and he waits for the Chazim. And then the Chazim says, that's why Hashem Lokechem Emes. The night of Shiloh is, should the Yachid start again, Emes the Yachid of Yachid? Or do you say, no, you already said Emes. They just thought, the Yachid of Yachid. So that sounds like that's the machlokes, no? The same Shiloh for the Chazim.
Yeah.
Is the Chayzer, should be the same Shiloh for the Chazim? Should the Chazim say twice? Ani Hashem Lokechem Emes. And then say again. No, the Chazim is going to say Ani Hashem Lokechem
Emes.
And the Chazim is going to say Hashem Lokechem Emes. What's the issue over here? What's the machlokes on
the
So what's the machlokes over here in the Gemara? What's the referring to by the private person? A private person is davening. He says, he waits to hear from him. So the Chazim gets up to that. He says, Hashem Lokechem Emes. So do I pick up M as the Yatsim and Ochan, or do I say the Yatsim and Ochan? So one Madama says, no, he already said M. That's how he passed. In a place of the M and Ochan. He already said M the first time, he doesn't say the second time. Why does the other Madama hold that you do say? Why should you say? I mean, because then, this we talk to like Rav Yudah, so we treat Hashem or Lashaychem Emes as if that's one unit. But then you have to say M as the Yatsim. The Bracha is M as the Yatsim. So that's why the other Madama holds that you say twice. But you have to say twice if there was a pause. No, if there was no pause, Abadi only said one. But if there was a significant pause, he said, Ani Hashem Lokechem Emes, and he's waiting. And then Hashem Lokechem Emes. But then the Yochid should repeat again, Emes Yachid. Why? Because it's really, that's how the same goes. Emes Yachid, Melachan HaDobra HaZeh. And you should, so it's really two different yonim. Hashem Lokechem Emes.
And the Fukatol Lokechem.
The Chacham will miss out here. And we don't pass them like that. How do we pass them like the next Mandama? I'm going to go on the other side of the Yemen. You say twice. Why? Because that's exactly what you did then. That they treat the word Emes. Is it goes on the other hand? Or is it goes on the other side? Part of Krishna is this. It's part of Krishna. And it's the first word in the next drawer. So whenever, let that person is down in the Yechidus. He's not waiting for you. Say twice. No more like it. Or whenever he's down and so says the Krishna so slowly. Then he got up to Emes and the Chazan says Shem HaKech and at the same time he did. So also it's not the Yechidus. The reciting of the word Emes once. Maybe they're both
applicable.
But yeah. You have to tell you here, you don't say Hashem HaKech, right? I'm saying Hashem HaKech, right? I'm saying Hashem HaKech, right? Point to the Tanya. You say, Ani Hashem HaKech, Ani Hashem HaKech, you have to know. You don't say that. You don't say that.
Twice.
And then you go back, then you have to know. So that's the machlokes. So the first Mandam Rav Yechon holds close to the Yomer Emes. You treat that the Shitas of Yudah that you treat Emes as if it serves two functions. If it's both part of Kriyashma and part of the next book. And we don't pass them like that. Abba, ain't a close to the Yomer Emes. True, you treat it as if it's both. The
only thing is that it's close to the case of this, that you don't have the hector of Hapsoka Beta Benterical Terror.
But you don't say it twice just because you had a poison in your sleep.
That's how we talk to Malala. That's how we talk to Malala. What if a person doesn't have the drilling in this? And then he wants to repeat the three stages of creation after the place of the cup. So when he says, he gets to the end, and he says, Aniya Shama Chet, remember? He just says, Aniya Shama Chet. So according to the first mandama, that Chayit of the Emir Emes, Rabbi Yechanan says that he treats the Takana, according to Rabbi, the Takana, that the word Emes, he treated it as part of the Yishan, he treated it as part of the... But we don't pass him like that. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. We pass like Rabbi, only say one. So it's not that he treats, it's a din. Emes is the first word in the sentence of the Yisro. You should be Mitzaris. That's why you don't say twice. Yes, but here, when you're not saying the bracha, when the person is down in the shul, and he's going to say three parts of Kriyas Shema later, for sure he doesn't say Emes then. The way we talk like Rabbo, for sure he doesn't say Emes. When he's saying the three parts, let's say he wakes up the Shabbos morning, he's going to daven, and then late minyan, they're going to miss his mother Kriyas Shema, he has to say Kriyas Shema to his mother. So does he say Emes or not? So the pastor says he does not say Emes. Pashtun says, you're not saying the Brahma. Even if you are like Rabbi Yechon, it's also not so Pashtun that you should say Emes. It could well be, even Rabbi Yechon says that you say Chayit of the Emes, you say it twice, Emes is part of the Krishna, and Emes is part of the next Brahma. If you're saying Krishna with the Brahma, then you should recite the Emes as part of Krishna, and also as part of, it should be obvious that it's part of Krishna, and obvious that it's the first word in the Brahma. But when you're not saying the Brahma at all, could even be the Rabbi Yechon would agree, but it doesn't really matter too much, because I'm passing like Rabbi Yechon enemy, passing like Rabbi. And the Chayit of the Emir Emes, that says, Takana wasn't, there wasn't a two-part Takana.
Then you can say, what do you lose by adding the Emes? But if you say, Pasa Pasa Walker, it looks like you say, five Emes of two things. You can say it this way too?
You don't lose anything.
I mean, you didn't say anything to all of
that's correct, but you don't lose anything, because you're not being mocked to get it.
Yeah.
But still, it doesn't fit in.
But is that one that you say this?
Yeah, but the word all takon only is...
If you say the end.
If you say the next book, you should recite the next book, and be out in such a way that it sounds like you said Hashem Elohim. But if you're not saying the next book, you're just saying the Parshat Tashma. So look how the Parshat is going to be.
Then
you can't
step up from the beginning to
what you could have seen.
No.
If you had 10 miles in the beginning. No, that's exactly why the Rebbe Achron say that the Chazi who's going to say out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emes should not say Emes before. Because he's going to say Emes, and what does he mean? Hashem Elokeichem Emes is going to come out that he has extra words. It's going to come out that he said Emes twice. Not going to say Emes twice. Emes is the first word of the next bracha. You want to be mashmul in Ramach statement? So you're mashmul in it, because you don't say Emes twice. That's why Rebbe Achron holds that, you know, the Chazi should not say twice. You only say once, because I'm not like Rabbi. And it's the first word in the next book. It's not the last word of the creation. I was in the Kameh, the rabbi. He wants to tell the story that not only did this rabbi's opinion act that, but on Ochel HaMaitre, he acted like that. Rabbi was the rabbi that you hear. Shame, rabbi, the Omer, every time it's changed, and you heard the chazin. The chazin said, like the other rabbi, but then he says, I'm not because Emes and Emes pass in the heart.
But he's not saying Emes and Emes together.
Maybe their minig was that they didn't say, maybe this minig that the Ramban quotes in the Midrashim from the Zaya, that you want to be mashing with the Ramban favor, maybe that minig was a later minig or a different community, maybe Rabbi didn't have that minig. So then he was not saying Emes and Emes one after the other. But the Kepeda of Rabba was that you don't say Emes both the Torah's Chelik Mekriya Shema and the Torah's Chelik Mekriya Shema. It's only the first word in the next circuit, so there's no reason to, it doesn't make sense to say it twice. Yeah, there's no Abla. That's what he's saying, that there's no Abla, but the question is, do you accomplish anything? Are you accomplishing anything? The Chor the Pashkus of Rabbi Shisi is that you don't accomplish anything. The Chor the Pashkus is that he says, Emes is the first word in the Bracha, Shalach Rehov, of the Bracha Akhana of Kriyashma. And if you're not saying the Baruch HaHoinus, so you won't say Emes immediately following the Kriya Shema, just to make Hashem a present Emes.
Okay.
I seem to remember we looked it up years ago and we didn't find the phrase that anybody discussed it. What's the thing if a person says Krishna in the morning before the minyan, or what if he says, he's not married early, and he says, you give me Parshas later. Does he say the word Emes or not? But that's what we looked a little bit in spot. After looking at the Papa Chaim, usually he has everything under the sun. That time he didn't know. Either that, or not worry about the three words. Different opinion about the three words. On the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's comment, Tana Mazi Hosh, the following memory that I'm about to say is God Givaldis. Chiyot Rashnu by Yehuda Omar. He used to have Talmidim, he used to travel back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he used to say, over Teres and the other Rabbis. So when this Amar came to Eretz Yisrael, to Babel, he said over the following Chiddush. Amri di Marav Arviz. In Eretz Yisrael, when they dive Meir, they have the following practice. They recite the three parshas of Kriya Shema, but the third parsha of Kriya Shema, the main theme of the third parsha is Tzitzis. You know, the Mitzvah Tzitzis is not Nohegas Balayla, because it's a Mitzvah Tzitzis Shazman Gwama, because Balayla says a reason why self-rattle through flight. And Balayla the Mitzvah doesn't apply. So therefore, what do you have to read? The whole parsha of Tzitzis for Balayla is the same in Nohegas Balayla. The whole, so why do you recite the third parsha? Well, Balayla, because it's a Mitzvah Tzitzis Shazman Gwama. So that's just the last topic. So he says, Amin Marav, and it says they have the following practice. They say like this, Dabar b'nei Yisrael l'mar d'aleim, Ani Hashem alateichem, Emes. And that's all. And they left out, yeah. So that's what all of these shonim is. Kol Pesukim, they yes, Kol Pesukim to the Tukash. One Pesukim is called Pesukim to the Pesukimash, and all the Pesukim is Gival. How can you break up a Pesukim? Ani Hashem alateichem, Emes. It's very for the last pasuk, and another pasuk is called Parshas Pasukim Rishon. I'm not asking you. Martha in the first church, you're not allowed to break up a pasuk. So some Rishonim say the Shittim, there's a take on Baruch called the Shittim to Beis. It's not the same Shittim to Beis. It says by the Rishon's father. Okay. Whoever it is, Arish. Yeah. So whoever it is, that he writes over here, this is the Rashbo quote. So a few Rishonim quote this. There is such a pasuk, and I can remind you, there is such a pasuk. It's clear that that's not what the person has in mind. Therefore, most of the Rishonim don't like that answer. That since such a pasuk happens to exist, that you're not in violation of the Pesukim of Pesukim Moshe, because it's a full pasuk from us, but I'm not being mistaken for that pasuk, I'm mistaken for a different pasuk. That's what the Rishonim hold. If you're not mistaken for that pasuk, help me. That's why he says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he just realizes, you're just saying that you should have it. So he says, say, I'm going to care. But then, he still says, Baruch Hashem, come and put your own voice. Because that's not so glad. When I said Baruch Atah Hashem, I had to say a Baruch, not to say a Pasuk in Tehillim. Then I stopped and I said, oh, I'm David Hakeha. After Pasuk Mikra, say God's not Pasuk in Tehillim. But I wasn't interested in reciting that Pasuk in Tehillim. I was saying that I was Pasuk. So that's why the Lamdena Hakeha is not so glad. That's not a Mishnah Berurah for. It's not such a glad day. Because you knew that's how we passed him. That if you say Lamdena Hakeha, it softens the Baruch Atah Hashem. It softens it a little bit. But it's not an eighth. Whatever you can avoid using that eighth, you shouldn't, it's not the shofi, it's not so gross. But the same over here, that's what the Rishonim hold. Just because such a pasuk happens to exist doesn't mean you solve your problem of kol pesukim le pasuk. She said, what's back of the answer? So eventually, has a long arichas dvarim on this. This is very strange. It's kunshvah san kriya shema. And there are two volumes of the Yortzeit shiurim. About this time Friday, Gimel Shvat, of the Yortzeit. So in the first volume of the Yom Tashim has a long kunshas on the Yom Kriya Shema. There's a long arichas on this. The kitsa of what he said is the following. What it boiled down to is that he doesn't exactly present like this, but what it boiled down to is the following. Achronim have a whole discussion how do we recite Kiddush by the Erev Vayivaker, Yom Hashish Vayichud HaShemayim, by the Erev Vayivaker in the middle of a party. He says, Vayalkin is called Shalom to the same way, Yom Vayivaker, Yom Hashish. So how do you leave that Vayalkin is called Shalom to the same way? Some say, yes. And then there's some pleasure added to the account that the Rosh thought was humorous. He had heard it from Achsidah Shri, he didn't know it was a Shiva Nechah Samshay. And so it says that the Gemara says in the Gila, whenever it's with Torah, whenever there's a major need, so then the Koshi is permitted to recite the half a Koshi. So he says, it's a major need, but Yarki Mekar Shurot, and he didn't tell me, oh, the Medi says, They want to mention another. Who wants to talk about the dying? Who wants to talk about death in the middle of Kiddush? So we leave that out. So we started by here, by Verbi, Yom HaShishi, we leave out the Taibiyah that's alluding to Mother. So since there's a Sarah problem, so he's permitted to be Maksik in the middle of a Pasuk. We'll get to the Chacham Tosef. Another Rachayim writes, Rav has this, and he says another earlier, from the same Rachayim they write, a different prophet, since there's an Asnachta on the word, by Alkinson, he didn't take me early, and then there's a major portion in it, that by Yerba Ibrake, Yom HaShishi, the same as the other Pesukim, by Yerba Ibrake, by Yerba Ibrake, half of them is this, half of the time is a separate part, and half of the time is by Asnachta, that is a major pause, like a semicolon in the middle of a pause. So whenever you have a major pause in the middle of a pause, there's no violation of a Pesukim with Hatzimash. That's a lot of Achayim Tzayim. So that's the key to what Rav Soloveitchik commented on this pasuk. On the last pasuk in Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hoseiti Erechem Eretz Nisam Hiyos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem, that is the Amorim somehow felt that the two Ani Hashem Elokechem are referring to two different things. Not some that it didn't speak. It's not some Ani Hashem Elokechem repeated, the end from the beginning, no. The bulk of the whole parsha is, the parsha contains two things. It contains the rest of it, yes, that's right. So the two, and then by Dabra, how does it begin? Yemer Hashem, Moshlem, Dabra Neisod, Yemat Alayim, that's the opening, that's the Tzicha to this Parsha, which contains the both themes. So we're at Bayom, in the daytime, Yishach, we're interested in both themes of the last Parsha. Both the theme of Tzitzis and the theme of Tzitzis, that's Tzitzis and that's the Iker. But Abba the Tzitzis and that's Tzitzis and some amen, you say Tzitzis and well, Lila, we're not really interested in the Tzitzis because Lila wants to say, leave out anything that doesn't have, that has to do with Tzitzis, but you leave them, so the Tzicha, Dabra Rehen, so in Malta, Rehen is the Tzicha for Tzitzis and time off, so you say that. The other one, Tzitzis, that you don't need, so it's Lila, so you only take that part later that has to do with Tzitzis and time. So that's the last on the Hashem, okay, the first on the Hashem, so what? You don't say it. You don't say it. You don't say it. Yes. The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara says, yes, the Gemara is 10 lines later, I got boy about two Tzitzis and Tzitzis, and he didn't mention these Tzitzis and Tzitzis explicitly. The Gemara says, Yonah Achi, and then Michael Zabner 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 says, Yonah Achi, and then you go back to tell God Yisrael. That's by the two dots. You want it to form your Tzitzis and Tzitzis and a Nusach of a Pasuk. And a Nusach of a Pasuk. So that's a Tzitzis Gemara. What are you doing over here? In the Pasuk, you're not saying anything. So that's what the Rav said, Ashdei Revert. I remember the whole Kuntzis on Kriya Shema was prepared for publication. And then he said he wanted to add something else. So he started to dictate. And then I remember I was writing. I kept on writing. And he said, he was necking me. I was writing. That's finally came out like that. He thought that this was the shot. That the two Ani Hashem Elokechem are not the repeat of the same thing. The first Ani Hashem Elokechem has to do with Tzitzis. The second has to do with Tzitzis and Tzitzis. So you say the Tzicha then refers to both themes of the Parsha, both the theme of Tzitzis and the theme of Tzitzis. Then when you say the last Ani Hashem Elokechem, there's no violation of Kol Pesukim L'Paskimoshe because there's like a major semicolon over here in the Pasuk. So I can stand alone on the Hashem Lekechem, but what do you accomplish by saying it? You don't accomplish anything over here. You didn't mention Tzitzis. The answer is no. That on the Hashem Lekechem has to do with the Tzitzis Yisrael. Has to do with it. So it's an allusion to Tzitzis Yisrael. But the Gemara tells us, Havoy Laskure. Allusions are not sufficient. Not to be wrong. Stop talking to Shem Omei. Yeah. You have to spell out not only Lechatzchile, the Rashba quoted in the first paragraph of the Tosef in the Yishalmi. Lechatzchile, the Mitzvah B'Shem Yisrael says that you should mention Makis Bukharis and Kriyat Yamsu. You have to mention only at the Makis, but until you have to mention Makis Bukharis and Kriyat Yamsu. You can read it if you said, you see it from time. But that Makis Bukharis and Kriyat Yamsu also good. So that's what he wants. You have to mention it. Well, that's good. So he wants to say, Yom HaHachi, you're still in the rest. So if you start off, you start off, you start off, you start off, you should mention the Makis Bukharis also in the Kriyat Yamsu explicitly as well. But that's what it seems to be in the Gemara. That we in Eretz Yisrael, they left out the chelik of the parsha that only has to do with Tzitzus, because Lava is Lava on Tzitzus, and they only said that part that has to do with Tzitzus, right? But there's going to be a psukim in the past motion, so they said only on the Hashem Elokeinu, the last three words of the parsha, which are an allusion to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Since it's like a major pause in the pasuk, so there's no violation of psukim in the past motion. And since it's alluding to Yitzias Mitzrayim, so you have something. The Gemara says you don't have that, no? The Gemara says, no, the rest you'll spell out. So if you go to the main hach, you'll spell out the rest. Just there, Chagat, Taisus points out, and this is Gemara, the second Taisus on the Yomir, is the reason Machlokes in the Menachos where the women are obligated in the midst of Tzitzit. There's one sheet in the Menachos that women have to wear, Talos, not when they daven, all day long they have to wear it. It's not as man grammar, that women are mostly like men. We don't pass like that, because they said, Yishan Nashma, from the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, they left out the whole third parsha. Dalailo, it's obvious that we pass from like that time of Rashin, that Tzitzit is as man grammar, therefore women are better. Because you all like the other Tanoim, that women are chayiv, means that it's not as man drama. It does make a difference for Yom HaDalayim. So why did you leave that the whole beginning of the third parsha? Obviously, you stumble the Gemara here, pass like Rav Shimon. Even though there, Rav Shimon was like a sheep of Yochim. But our Gemara, obviously, holds the halacha like Rav Shimon. That's how we pass the that women are part of the pieces.
But the rule comes out, you have to say the whole parsha.
The Gemara, you have to say the whole parsha for a different reason.
What's
the Gemara? Yes. The Gemara has it in. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda says, what a gewaltig memory this is. He also Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Omar. Rav Shmuel Yehuda came to Eretz Yisrael above and he said, this was the practice that they had in Eretz Yisrael, the gewaltig mamash. So then, Omar Leia Abayit, Abayi tells Rav Yehuda, Abayi was a Talmud of his, he tells Rav Yehuda, my mom Yusuf, what's so gewaltig? It's against Halacha. So Omar Afkahan Omar Rav, we in Gadol have the following tradition from Rav. Lo Yafchil, when it comes to the third parasha, Balaylo, if you don't want it, you don't have to say it. You'll say, Medim Anachamah. You say Yitzias Mitzrayim without deciding a parsha. So he says, Lo Yachol, you don't have to start the first parsha if you don't want to because this is not the Hagin Balaam. Although the end is still, but if you started already, then once you started, you have to finish. So here, in order to show, they start saying, Rabbi Be'etoli, Ma'at Aleim, this is Shang Yisrael. So how can it skip to the last three words on there, Shang Yisrael, you have to say everything? I really say, when you'll tell me. But in order to show, the Gahal, Ma'at Aleim, La Havi Haskola, because you didn't say anything yet. It's all a warm-up. It's all I've done. He didn't say anything yet. He doesn't know what he's talking about. If he came, that they held. That same thing, I don't know. I've told it's not considered even his skill. I believe you. Rob said that it is called his skill. Rob said in his skill, if you started by lying, you have to finish. And Rob said that God said, yeah, his skill. Well, I'm not sure about you, because I'm a rab, you call to the name of Rob. That was in Israel. Why have you called? But you're not telling how you have called. Some in their practice in Eretz Yisrael is improper, and to be tomorrow, but that's what they held in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not proper, obviously, because Shabbos is not over there, so they held. But Matalem, no, it's not called Haskola. It's not called Haskola. I do have a vote, so I have teachers, so you actually begin the parsha code. But we don't pass like that. We pass like Rav. We pass like Rav that in his still Zoymer. And we pass like Rav that the Amartalem have in Haskola. And since in Eretz Yisrael, their practice was that they used to say, that was when they told the Amartalem, so we followed their practice. Somehow they were coupled partially. They were partially coupled to the practice in Eretz Yisrael. And we hold for us, it isn't our scholar. So I'm Rabbi Hilchos. Therefore, we have the following stuff. We have to begin that learning so much. And why? Because we're coupled to the practice in Eretz Yisrael. Come on, we're even more open. Because in Eretz Yisrael, we used to begin in Tzedek Matalei. But then in Eretz Yisrael, that's all they said. And they skipped on Yisham Rechechem to the end. And they left out the whole parish in the middle. And we can't do that because we are Machma like Rav. Okay, we are Selinon since we began the Matalei. Because you don't have to start if you don't want to. And life in Hiskel join there. And we hold that that's called Hiskel. The Matalei is called Hiskel. Not what the Bnei Yisrael hold that it's not called Hiskel. But that's our practice. I don't know because Kolpasha. I don't think that's an issue. Means the Takana's problem was that by Yom or Balaylo, a different Takana. By Yom, you have to say the whole Pasha. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you started, that's Machai used to say the Shemus. If you did cross something that you didn't that you're not to do, you have to complete the Shemus. It's a special quote about Halil. The Rebbe is by prayer and his Kinshas and Kinshas and I've tried to put this together, but it's very easy. So he says, what about that? Lo Yatsu, and he's forgotten by Halal, not forgotten by Halal. I forgot, I think there is a Gemara about how they allow the Shredder's Dasva. If you don't have Mikra, then you don't have to say. We said, how long the Shredder's Dasva? He has Mikra, then you're not supposed to say. But if it's still, then you're not supposed to finish what you started. He said, the Chachalu or Mitzakin is an optional. Let's say, the Gemara says in the end of Shabbat, you learned a few years ago, the Gemara says on Kufi, says in Shabbat, you eat healthy, and go to your house and call your mom. I hope I'll be able to say Tzuka Dizim every day. So obviously, you're not going to say Tzuka Dizim. So whenever you have such an optional thing, in this you don't have to say if you don't want it, but in this field, then you have to finish it. Family is a destination. Let's say a person is not mukhayyif to say Sufism if he doesn't want it. But if he started already, he said Baruch Shalom and Ashrei, then it seems that he's obligated to finish up and say Shabbat. He can't just quit in the middle and say, well, I didn't have to start, so I can quit in the middle. If I say that, that's not. But that's the counter over here also, something like that. Whenever you have here, by Meirav, it was an optional factor. If you don't want to, go to Yaskol. If you don't want to, you don't have to say the whole Kash. I'll bring his Kuf, but if you started already to say the whole Kash of Sufism, and go ahead, then you will clear to finish off. It's annoying when we're stacking it as an optional. No, everybody had like that. Both in Eretz Yisrael and Bava, they just had a dispute about the details. How much do you have to, how far do you have to go into the parasha that it should be considered a high score? Yeah, these nights there's better than take after dollars.
In the first Amid of our parak, it was mashma that the bracha, the after bracha, which is said over the shiva taminim, is deraisa. The Gemara wanted to learn a kalbachayim from there, so the bracha shayin is mashma. The truth is that bracha is deraisa. However, here in our sugya, the Gemara says that the shita of the chachamim who say that we say bracha achas me'ei sholosh after the shiva taminim, and sholosh brachas are only said after lechem, is because eret hits tikkunim, because they say that the word eret separates the mitzvah of it, halta v'tzavot v'rachta, from that which it says before Eretz, from the pasuk of Eretz Yisrael Torah, where it lists the Shiva Tamid. So the truth it should come out, and that the chiyuv of bracha achas me'ei sholosh over the Shiva Tamid, and the chiyuv to say a bracha fayna over the Shiva Tamid, is only the Rabban. The Tur and the Yosef bring a machlokes rishonim concerning this matter. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Brachos Paskins that any suffix in Birchus HaNehenen, whether it be Bracha Rishonah or Bracha Achrayna, is Lachalka, except for Birchus HaMazon, which is in her Torah. So all of the Birchus HaNehenen, including Bracha. And eggs, or on different kinds of meat, Petchila Mabarak Shahako, before eating them, he says the bracha of Shahako, the Lebeslaif, Bari Nefashis Rabbis, Bukhubi. And after eating them, he says the bracha of Bari Nefashis Rabbis. Abo Yarka, Roy. But after eating vegetables, he does not have to say any bracha Achroina at all, not even the bracha of Bari Nefashis. So the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Baradini Mishun Rabbeinu is that even the bracha of Bari Nefashis will also only miss
certain kinds of food, certain kinds of food which have a certain kashid, or as is brought in the Lukutei Agra, that he interpreted that Berlin of Pashas Ravis is the one who created different kinds of living things which we eat. So therefore the bracha is only said on an egg or on meat, which is a living thing. Therefore the bracha Berlin of Pashas applies only to those items. But Al Kopayim, if the seed of a Berlin of Pashas is limited to these foods, to eggs or to meat, but Yarka loy, but he does not say the bracha over vegetables. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Afilu Yarka. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the seed of the say Berlin of Pashas is even after eating vegetables. Abu Mayala, but not after drinking water. He says that the chiyuv burn of pashas will go after vegetables as well, but Mayu doesn't have the chashidah at all. There is no chiyuv to say burn of pashas. There's no din to say burn of pashas. But the Omar, Asilu Mayer, Papa says that even after drinking water and all the more so after eating vegetables or any kind of food, that one has to say burn of pashas. Marzutra, Avi Kirav Yitzchak Barafini. Marzutra used to follow the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Barafini only to say burn of pashas on egg or meat. Rav Shimi Barashi followed the opinion of Rav Yitzchak, which was to say it also after vegetable. The Simonecha and your Sivan, a way of remembering whose opinion was followed by whom, is Chad Ketrei, Utrei Kechad. That the one who is mentioned in the singular, with his name alone, without mentioning his father's name, Marzutra, he did like the opinion of the one who was mentioned in double, the one who was mentioned with his father's name, Rav Yitzchak Barashi. And Trey Kechad, Rav Shimi Barashi, whose name and the name of his mention is, if the name of his father is mentioned, that's Trey, he did Kechad, he did like Rav Yitzchak, who is mentioned alone. Omer Rav Ashi said, and that's the halacha, Ano, Zimno, Bechimat Charna, at times, if I would remember of these Nukakuru, I would do like all of them. And like all of them means, even like Rav Papa, who would even say, Bur in the question, after water, and over more so, after all other foods. And the place is said, this is the name, this is the halacha, the Bur in the question, Shabbat is said, after any kind of food. Unless a different bracha achrona is required, such as bracha achas meisholish or birchas samor. Nah, we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Yidah, kol shetom bracha la'achrab tom bracha l'sponim. Anything which requires a bracha achrona requires a bracha rishayna. There's nothing which requires a bracha achrona but does not require a bracha rishayna. The yesh shetom bracha l'sponim, the ain't tom bracha l'achrab. But there are things which require a bracha before, but don't require a bracha after. Now the Gemara understood that this is speaking about Birkas HaNehen. This is good according to Rav Yitzchak Barakini, who says that Berlin of Pashas is only said over eggs and meat. This comes to exclude vegetables, that there are items, Yeshaton, a bracha l'ponim, needs a bracha l'shayim, but does not require a bracha l'shayim. The Rav Yitzchak, l'fukimai, according to Rav Yitzchak, it will not exclude vegetables, but it will exclude at least water. That there are items, namely maya, which require a bracha l'shayim, but don't require a bracha l'shayim. But according to Rav Papa, who says that any kind of food, even mayim, a bracha achrona is required, then lafukimai, what is it coming to exclude? What is the Mishnah referring to when it says that there are items which require a bracha before, but not a bracha afterwards? The grant of lafukim mitzvah, this is going to exclude mitzvah. That mitzvahs require a bracha before doing the mitzvah, or last yachman, but there is no bracha achrona, there is no bracha which is said after doing the mitzvah. The Livnei Ma'arava, the Bosa, the Mesalki, Tzilayu, Mevorhi, Asher Kishonu, the Mitzvahis of the Tzivanu, the Shmachukav, according to the people in Eretz Yisrael, that they have a custom that after they take off their tefillin in the evening, after wearing them the whole day, they say the bracha of Asher Kishonu, the Mitzvahis of Lishmachukav, that he commanded us to keep his statutes, and we're keeping his statutes by taking off the tefillin before night, because night is not as long for tefillin, the Fuki Mai. Then what is the Mishnah coming to exclude? We can't say that it's coming to exclude Birchas HaMitzvahs, because we see that even in mitzvahs there is a bracha which is said after fulfilling the mitzvah. Even though Tosfos asks that the Gemara could have answered that it's speaking about other mitzvahs. This is only on this mitzvah that we find a bracha which is said after doing the mitzvahs, even according to the Bnei Ma'arava. They didn't say any bracha after doing other mitzvahs. But nonetheless, Tosfos in Sukkah explains that the Gemara learns that the Pshat of this mitzvah is that it's a generality, that there's a general category where only a bracha rishayna is said, but not a bracha after, and therefore, since the Bnei Ma'arava on this mitzvah still, they said a bracha afterwards as well, the Gemara does not want to learn that Pshat of the mitzvah is going on other mitzvahs. So, lafukimai, what is it coming to exclude? Lafukirech, and it comes to exclude the brichos harech bracha, which is said over a fragrance. Because there, everyone agrees that only a bracha rishayna is said, but there is no bracha rishayna. Now the Gemara continues to immediately the Agadah concerning certain foods. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi, Rabbi Yanai said in the name of Rabbi, Kol Shehu Kebeta, Beta Toivu Abimenu. Anything which is the size of an egg is better, is more beneficial than the other food. In other words, an egg, or its size, is the most beneficial food. He also, Robin Omer, when Robin came, he said, Tava, Beya, Samukul Galta, Mishita Kaisi Sulta, that a Beya Samukul Galta, an egg, which is slightly, partially roasted, is better than 6 measures, Rashi says 6 lugim of flour. It's better for the person, more beneficial than 6 lugim of flour. He also had Ravdini Omar. When Ravdini came, he said, Tova Beyasa Megugalta Mishita. An egg which is slightly, partially roasted is better than 6 measures of flour. Matzisa Me'arva, if it's fully roasted, then it's better than 4 measures of flour. Megushalta, if it's cooked, then Kol Shehu Kebeta Beyasa Toiva Yimenu. Then anything which is the same size as that egg, the egg is more beneficial than the other food. It's not multiplied, but it's still better. The barley is, except for meat. Meat also is as valuable as the egg. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ochal Sheles Kuli. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Akiva said that even if he ate cooked vegetables, and that is his mother, that is his source of nourishment and of satiation, then he should say Shalosh Brachos, he says, Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara asked me, Kamidi Dehavi Shalosh Mizoyin, is there such a thing that cooked vegetable is his mother, that that's what satisfies his hunger? And the Gemara means to ask that it should be brought to the diet to eat, even if he fills himself up on the cooked vegetable, that shouldn't count. It's not considered to be a seal, and therefore he should still not have to say Birchus HaMoz. Omer Rabbi Yashar Rabbi said, the Klashel Kruv Shalom, that we're talking about the core of a cabbage, and as the Gemara says, Kruv is mother, Kruv is something which is satisfies hunger, and therefore it's not brought to the diet to eat, it is something which satisfies hunger. And therefore, if he does fill himself up on Klashel Kruv, according to Rabbi Akiva, he will say Birchus HaMoz. This, of course, is not Mahaloch. Tonga the Bono, we learned in the Braisa, Choyo, Yoko Vishinai, the Kosher of Nami Aymed. Choyo eating the spleen of an animal is good for the teeth. As we'll see from the Gemara, the chewing of it is good for the teeth, but it is hard on the stomach. Creation is Kosher Vishinai, and Yoko Vishinai, but creation, Rashi says that's Karzi, generally translated as leek, that is bad for the teeth, but it's good for the intestines, good for the inner. Kol Yerek Chai Moirik, any raw vegetable makes the person green. Rashi says that means it takes away his color, it takes away the appearance of his face, takes away the color from his face. And the Gemara was saying what this is speaking about is a special circumstance. The chokotan maksin, and eating something which is small, which is not fully grown, then that makes the person small, it's not healthy. The chol nefesh meishiv es hanefesh, something which has a soul. And the Gemara was saying that means something which is eaten whole, a complete barrier, a complete thing in its natural state, that is meishiv es hanefesh, that restores the soul of the person. But karav nefesh meishiv es hanefesh, and something which comes from close to the soul, the more we explain what this means, is also meishiv es hanefesh, that restores the soul of the person who eats it. Kruv, the muslin, cabbage is for muslin, that's something that fills hunger. The tardin, the rafua, tardin, some translate as spinach, and some as beet, that is for rafua, that's for a curing of illness. Woe is it to the house that turnip goes through it. In other words, woe is to the person who eats turnip. Now the Gemara explains these items one by one. This is the Braisa, the Gemara explains. Omar, we learned in this Braisa, called Yoko the Shinayim, the Kosher of Nei Me'ayim, that spleen is good for the teeth, but it's bad for the intestines, bad for the stomach, hard on the stomach. Maita Kante, how can he remedy this? How can he have the benefit for his teeth and yet avoid the Kosher, the difficulty for the Nei Me'ayim? He should chew it, so this will do to have the benefit on his teeth, and then he should throw it out, he shouldn't swallow it. Creation, kosher, the shinayim, the yosef, with name ayim. Creation, on the other hand, are bad for the teeth, but they're good for the intestines. My takante. So how can he fix this up? How can he get the benefit without having the harm? Mishlakinu, vinivlinu, he should stew it, cook it very much, that is very soft, and then he can swallow without chewing it too much. So it won't do the damage to his teeth, but it will have the benefit too to name ayim. Kol yerekai moirik, any raw vegetable is moirik, it gives the person a bad color, it takes away the color from his face. Omer Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok says it doesn't mean at any time of the day, because the kashrus has the yerekai is healthy. But the tzvuda rishona sh'achar hakozin, it's speaking about the first meal that a person eats after letting blood. And that meal, it's unhealthy to eat a raw vegetable. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said that kol ha'oichel yerek koydem arbashoyim, anyone who eats vegetable before 4 hours in the day, or 4 hours in the day, that's the time for actually eating a meal. In other words, he's eating yerek before that time, he's eating it on an empty stomach. Also the safer himenu, it is forbidden to talk with him. My time was b'ridim shum reicha, because he gives off the bad odor. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said also the odom shi'oichel yerek chai koydem arbashoyim. He said that it is forbidden for a person to eat a raw vegetable before 4 hours in the day. Amemur umazutra v'ravashi habuya. Amemur umazutra v'ravashi were sitting together. Aitu kamayu yerakai koydim arbashot. They brought before them a raw vegetable, and it was before the 4th hour of the day. Amemur v'ravashi ohu. Amemur v'ravashi ate it. Umazutra v'ravashi, but mazutra did not eat it. Omer they said to Marzutra, my guy, what is your opinion? The Omer of Yitzchak, Koloichel Yerek Koydem Arbashoyim, also the Tapper Himenu, Mishumreicha. Because of Yitzchak said that whoever eats a vegetable before 4 hours in the day, it's forbidden to speak with him because of Reicha, because of odor. We are eating it, and you continue to speak with us. So apparently you don't really follow that which Rabbi Yitzchak said, that it's also the Tapper Himenu. So if you don't follow that statement made by Rabbi Yitzchak, so you might as well eat it as well. Omelu, he said to them, I'm not to eat after Rabbi Yitzchak's early. I hold like the other statement which was made by Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak also the other Shioichel Yerakai Koydem Arbashoyim. He said a second statement that it's forbidden for a person to eat a raw vegetable before 4 hours in the day. Even though I don't agree with the first statement which was made by him, that it's also a sovereign man that one shouldn't even speak with someone who eats the Yerakai, but I do agree with the second statement that one shouldn't eat the Yerakai, and therefore even though I continue to speak with you, but I myself am not going to eat the Yerakai. Kol katron matin, we learned in the Brisa that anything which is small, which is not grown, it makes the person small and unhealthy. Omer Rav Chisda said, Afilu gashya bar zuzah, even a kid which is worth the zuzah. In other words, even though it's a very good quality, but since it is small, it's not healthy to eat it. But v'yamon el leis be'riva, but that only if it is not yet a quarter of its growth. Abu leis be'riva, it's already a quarter of its full growth, then it's all right to eat it. Kol nefesh meishit nefesh, anything which is a soul, restores the soul. Omer Rav Papa said, now as Rashi explained before, this means eating something which is a complete barrier. When someone eats the complete creature as it is created, a feeble, gilden eat the veikili. Even these small fish which live in veikili, which live among the reeds in shallow ponds, even then we can apply kol nefesh meishit as a nefesh, even though we learned that kotan maftin, that's if someone eats something which is not grown, but this is their full growth. They're just a very small meat. Their species is very small. So even though they're very small, we can still apply to them called nefesh meishiv as a nefesh because he eats them in their entirety. Call a korav a nefesh meishiv as a nefesh. Anything which is taken from close to the soul restores the soul. Omer avacha bar yachid. Avacha bar yachid says this is referring to eating the neck of an animal because that's called korav a nefesh. It's close to the soul because it's close to where the sheath is done, it's also close to the heart. Omali Rabba, the Shavei Rabba says to his Shavei, to his servant, he mightily umsa the bistra, when you're going to bring me a portion of meat, a piece of meat, trach ba'aisili mehecha de mecharav levei ruch. Bother, do an additional bother, and bring to me from the animal, from the part which is close to the part over which the bracha of the sheath was set. In other words, a part which is close to where the sheath was done. Krug the mazon and the tart in the food. The Brisa then says that cabbage is for mazon, is for satisfying hunger, and tartin is for refuah. Krug the mazon is for the refuah. Isn't it so that krug that cabbage is only for mazon but not for refuah? So it would seem from the Brisa because it says krug is the mazon and tartin is the refuah. It seems that krug is not the refuah. But at times we learned in the Brisa, Jesus varim rafin et tachayba mecholim, refuah to refuah. There are six things which heal a sick person from his sickness, and the refuah is a true refuah, a lasting refuah. These are the six items. Krug, cabbage, vitarnit, and tarnit, umay sisin, that's water in which a certain herb known as sisin is cooked. Svash is taken out by the hagaras hagra, honey. The keva and the stomach of an animal. The heres, Rashi says heres, is the womb of an animal. The aseres hakovid, and the aseres hakovid, that's the large lobe of the liver. So these six items, to take out back, there are six items here. These are Murafin and Sakhali Lukhodas Boston Rafu. And it counts among them Kruv. So we see that Kruv is also Kudla Rafua. Ela Eva Kruv Akla Mazen. I'll say that the child of the Bible is that Kruv is also for Mazen. Kruv is also for Mazen. It's for Rafu as well. And Target is not Lamazen, it's only the Rafua. Then the Baisa said, Oy le Lubayah Shaleta Seberach, that woe is to the house that Turnus goes through it. In other words, woe is to the person who eats Turnus. A, is this then so? Beho Omer le Rava Lashane, Rava said to his servant, he had this list of a shuka, when you see turnips for sale in the marketplace, like, hey, Maliba, my conscious rifka, don't say to me, don't bother to ask me, what will you eat with your bread? You can go and buy it and assume that I will eat it, because it's very healthy. Omer Abayas, Rabayas says, we believe, Bosa, that if it is cooked without meat, then it is not healthy. That is why you will buy it, Shalot, is a very special, but to cook it with meat, that's the contrary, is beneficial. Rava Homer Mibli Yayin, and Rava says that that's when it's eaten without drinking wine afterwards. When it drinks, if he eats it, and then he drinks wine afterwards, then it's beneficial. In Mark, we learn, Rav Homer Mibli Basa, Rav says that it's eating the leavens which is cooked without meat, which Shmuel Homer Mibli Aitken, and Shmuel says that it's eating the leavens without wood, which means without cooking it enough. One should use a lot of wood and cook it to a great extent, and then it's beneficial. Rav Yechon Homer Mibli Yayin, Rav Yechon says that it's without drinking wine afterwards. Only Rava the Rav Papa. Rava says Rav Papa Sudni. He called the Papa Sudni. Rashi says the word Sudni means maker of beer. We find several times in Shas that Rav Papa was a producer of beer. And then Tabrina loved the Bitzra B'chamra. We break the power of the lettuce so that it should not do us harm by cooking it with meat and by drinking wine. Atum the Leinofish B'chamra B'mai Tabrina. You, that you don't have a lot of wine in your place. What do you use to break the power of the lettuce and to take away the harm that it can do is to make it beneficial? Well, Malay Vitsivi, he said that we do that with wood. In other words, by cooking it a lot, that weakens it and takes away that which is damaging in the lettuce. He was a base of the Rav Papa, as we find that the wife of Rav Papa, busted the Mavash Lola, after it was already cooked, Tavar of the Taman Ute Partiyota, she broke its power, continued to cook it more and more with 80 blocks of wood. She used up 80 blocks of wood, continuing to make fire under to continue cooking it until it was beneficial. Further up on it, we learned in the Braisa, that Kotan Maliyah, a small salted fish, sometimes it can actually kill someone. The Shiva, Rashi says, is referring to days after it was salted. The Shiva, the seventh day after it was salted. The Shiva, the 17th day, Rashi, the Shiva, and the 27th day after it was salted. But Amiba, that's the Mishlash, and some say that it's the 23rd day after it was salted. For the Loya Amora, but we only said that this is a Sakona Elab Maski Vilay Maski, only if it was roasted, but not roasted. In other words, it wasn't fully roasted. Maski literally means roasted, but probably here in the Gemara, it was referring to the salting itself. Because Maliyah, Chareu Tereteach, salting is like roasting, and therefore the Gemara refers to its salting as Maski. So we only say that it's a Sakona on those days if it was not fully salted. Abu Maski Shaper led to them, but if it was fully salted, then it doesn't matter. And even if it wasn't fully salted, then we also only say that it's a sakana if he didn't drink shikra, if he didn't drink beer afterwards. But if afterwards he drank beer, less than, well, then it doesn't matter. He's not in any danger. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah we learned that if someone drinks water to quench his thirst, he says the bracha of shahakol niyavizvara. Lafuke mai. What is this coming to exclude? What does the Mishnah mean by not merely saying Hashoy Samayim Mavar Shapol Mibizbar, but rather by saying that he shoy Samayim with soy, that he drinks water to quench his thirst? Omrav Yibar Odin, Lafuke lemai dechanachte umsa. This is coming to exclude someone who is being choked by a bone. In other words, he has something stuck in his throat, and he's drinking water only to take that thing away from his throat, but not because he's thirsty at all. And as Tosfos explained, this is a halacha only concerning water. Since water is tasteless, if he's not thirsty, then we don't consider him to be having any hanah from it. Even though he has the hanah and he's clearing his throat, that's not the kind of hanah over which the Chacham said one has to say a bracha. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that it's only if he shows the mayim litzmoy, that in the case of water, it's only if he's drinking it to quench his thirst, only then does it require a bracha. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer Goyin HaKosher Shabbos LeChetzreiner. Rabbi Tarfon says that the bracha to be said before drinking water is Goyin HaKosher Shabbos LeChetzreiner. Omele Rava Bar Rav Chonon Rabbi. Rava Bar Rav Chonon says Rabbi, Rabbi Amilo Rav Yosef. Some say he said it to Rav Yosef. Hilchos Samai. What is the halacha? Omele, he said to him, Koyt Chazi my Amitavar. Go and see what the people, what Klal Yisrael has taken as its minigun. Rashi says that means that Klal Yisrael has been noyig to say before drinking Shahakol Miyabizvaray and after drinking to say the bracha of Boyer Boshin Shabbos Bechetzreinan Al Komah Shabbar. Hadan Allah Ketan Mubarakin, Hadan Allah Ketan Mubarakin, Hadan Allah Ketan Mubarakin.
Today's year was given by Rabbi Shimon Bernstein. You've been listening to Dive Adafi Project of the Torah of Communications. That's In the time remaining, we once again tune into the Dial Ishir program, where each day you hear three 20-minute segments on various topics in English, as well as a half-hour shir in Yiddish. Our English program includes Ein Yachid, Nach, Halacha, Jewish History, study of the Holocaust, Hashkafet and Musa, and many, many more. The Yiddish portion includes Mishnayos, Nach, Stories, and Medrash HaMatash of the Week. As a member of the Dial Adam program, you're entitled to an $18 half-price registration fee when subscribing to Dial Ishir. For further information and a schedule, contact our office at area code 718-436-4999. 436-4999. Let's listen to Rabbi Fischel Schechter, heard every Sunday at the top of the hour on Ein Yachid.
Mendel Vitep was one of the first of the Hasidic giants to lead a delegation to settle in Israel. During one of his visits to Yerushalayim, a deranged person once went, put himself onto a white donkey, threw over his shoulders a silk, beautiful talus with a golden attar that sparkled in the sunlight, and this tall person with a white flowing beard dressed in his royal garb rode his donkey to the top of the Mount of Olives, the top of Har Avedim, and he pulled out a long, long shofar. And minutes in, the excited populace came running with the news that there's someone on top of Har Avedim blowing shofar. Could this be? Is Mashiach really here? When word of it came to the Menachem Mendel Vitebska, he opened up the window, he took a look at the sky, and he said, no, Mashiach is not here. But there's no difference. The sky is the same as it was before. The world we live in is a world of Gashmir, a physical cult, it is. The time will come when Mashiach will truly be here, and we will be able to look up at the sky and say it's a different world. It won't be the physical Gashmiristic world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nourishes, that sustains the world, His presence will be felt. The Shekhinah Kadosh will be perceived by all. There will be no silence, no question, and no need for debate or argument. The same way it was before the Chet Ha'Edah, and the same as regular Klal Yisrael perceived at Mount Taylor before the Chet Ha'Edah. But for right now, it is a Gashmiristic world. It's a sky that looks very physical. And down here on Earth, the going sometimes is rather difficult, as every day brings new challenges, and life continues to present its times of happiness, its times of crisis, its times of melucha, and Rahman al-Islam when the sea is stormy. But our right is down here, on this world, and of course the hope of Mashiach, but besides that, is to live this world, to live these stormy seas, and to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even behind a thick physical cult. And that is the union of making a bracha. We make a bracha before we do anything, before we do a mitzvah, before we derive any pleasure from this world. There is a shachiyanu for a time of happiness, a place of the hametah for a time that we share happiness with others. There is a parach dayanemis where we have to accept Hashem's judgment. Every emotion has to manifest itself in a bracha. Because everything that happens in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our job is to acknowledge that. Let's listen to the words of the Gemara in the Sefer Brachos of Lamed Hei, as the Gemara details and illustrates to us the concept of making a bracha. Tana Rabbanah, the rabbis learned, says the Gemara, the Rabbanah of that Lamed Hei with Aleph, Asur Leiva Adam Shehenna Min Ha'olam Azeh Belay Bracha. It is prohibited for a person to derive any pleasure from this world without a blessing. Furthermore, any person that has hana in this world without a bracha, ma'al. It's as though he's moil behegdish. Moil behegdish means if I take an item that belongs to hegdish, that belongs to a Beis HaMikdash or a carbon, and I use it for my own personal benefit, that is a terrible chayt. And the same would apply for using anything in this world, although it's not hegdish, if he fails to perceive that hana, it's a bracha. Take the Gemara of Ranker Kante. What is the solution for someone who did not make a bracha, and he already had hana, he derived pleasure from this world. So his solution is Yelech Eichel Chacham. You should go to the wise man. Check the Gemara, go to the wise man, Yelech Eichel Chacham. My Rabbi, what's the Chacham going to do for him? For Abedle Yisuda, this person was Eidler and Yisuda. Chacham can wave a magic wand and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, you have Eilech. It doesn't work that way. You have to do tshuva. You have to have Chadav Dala Ava, regret the past, and accept to be different for the future. What's this going to the Chacham all about? Hey, Ramadan. Rather than Ramadan. What we are saying is, Yehlech Eichel Chacham Eikara. You should have gone to the Chacham to start with. The Ilamdenu Brachet. And the Chacham should teach him the laws of the blessing. Today, Shalai Yavir Adayimu. So you shouldn't come to the Yehlech. You shouldn't come to deriving pleasure from this world without making the proper blessing beforehand. And the Gemara follows it by saying, any person that derives the pleasure from this world without a blessing, he will inherit the Kasher Shemayim. That's as though he derives pleasure from Kasher Shemayim, from things that have been separated as karbonas, things that have been separated as strictly property of the Beit HaMikdash. Shenemer, as the prophet says, Hashem Ha'aretz Melayah. The entire world belongs to Hashem and is filled only with the presence of Hashem. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That only may block the Chaim of Racha once soliciting sons from an Oisha. Once explained to him that in the Torah we find the mitzvah of mice to behemoth. That means you have to give away 10% of your sheep as mice. But how is this done? The Torah describes a very precise process. 10 animals come through a very narrow doorway where only one can sit through at a time. And the person is required to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as they're coming through until number 10. And then there's a special die that has to be marked with. And the 10th one that comes out, this is the ninth of the hanger. That is special halach. And there are all sorts of shilas. There's a whole mesechta of what happens to be inadvertently called the 9th one to 10th or the 11th one to 10th. There are all kinds of halachas and all kinds of methods how the animals have to be coaxed out through this narrow doorway. What is the point of all of it? That's the only name of halach. If you have to get 10%, why can't you just count up the total amount of sheep and take those 10%? If he has 1,000, let him give 100. If he has 100, let him give 10. If he has 10, let him give 1. Why is it a complicated process? Now, am I the pasuk is teaching you something here? Don't think that you're doing that because it's Baruch Hu a favor by taking something and giving it away. Because whatever you have is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in this world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only source of its nourishment, the only power that sustains it. A Shema Oysen Waya. Elamayah Kadosh Baruch Hu designated certain things to different people. It legally off the halacha, it technically belongs to them, which means it is within their power to do things like this. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu B'lai Rachamot says, you can keep 9, and with one of it, I want you to do something special. And therefore the player has to emphasize, it has to be impressed on
you've reached the Dafe Project of Conservative Communications Network. Today's Shiur is with Rav Chaim Mendel and Amalek Shiur of Shimonberg.
We are beginning Daf Mendel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Hiviu l'fanav meliach tchila, if they brought before him a salted food first. The word tchila probably denotes that this was his primary intention, was to eat this salted food, as the Gemara will explain. Upas imoy, and with this salted food, the example brought in Shulchan Aruch is salted fish, they brought bread. Mevorach al hamaliach uplater es hapas. He says the bracha over the salted food, and he passes the pas from the bracha. He does not have to say hamaisi on the bread. Shahapas tseilulay, because this bread is a tuffle, it's only something which is auxiliary to the salted food. The Mishnah says the hakal, this is the general rule, kol shehu ikar v'imoy tseilulay, whenever there is an ikar, the main thing which he is eating, and along with it goes a tzeila, something which is merely serving it, which is acting as an auxiliary for it, mevorech al the ikar, uplater es tzeila, then he says the bracha on the ikar, and he passes the tzeila from a bracha. No bracha needs to be said
over the tzvein. The chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah is that even though tas ordinarily is considered to be the ikar, that is the main food, that there is a case, nonetheless, as Tosfos points out, when even tas can be considered to be a tafel. That if it's maliach, who pas imay, v'varach al-maliach, who paiter et tapas, as the Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara, u'miikam midi dehavi maliach ikar who pas tzvela, is there such a thing, is there such a circumstance that the salted food is the ikar and the bread is the tzvela? We know that bread is always the mainstay of the meal. But bread is the thing which satisfies his hunger, and therefore it's considered to be the main thing that he is eating. Is there such a case that the maliach, the salted food, is the main thing and the bread?